And good afternoon from Gaylord High School. I'm Josh Kellner here with you again, and it's great to be by your side for the simple fact that the Menominee Maroons are still rolling in the Division 7 state playoff race in the state of Michigan. A trip to Ford Field on the line today with Menominee taking on Pawama Westphalia, the Pirates. They are here. They are a top-ranked team in the state. It's basically number one versus number two in Division 7 in this battle for the trip to Ford Field on the line. The neutral site here being Gaylord. The Maroons on a four-hour trip. Pawama Westphalia a little over 2 hours, and they came last night in practice here on the field, and so they're familiar with this turf. The Maroons have been here before, so they are familiar with it as well. But a nice little crowd on hand. I pulled up about an hour and 20 minutes prior to kickoff, we'll say, so about an hour ago, and there was a good line even to get in here, and the line is even farther now as they have to have everybody check in with their GoFan app to purchase tickets. So a big line. The parking lot is full. Expected to have a massive crowd here in this Division 7 state semifinal game, and we are looking forward to it. Everyone's been on edge all week. This has been the team that's been circled as a major contender in the state of Michigan. Both of these teams are, and we're expected to see a powerful game this afternoon. Well, being a playoff game, we have participating sponsors that I would like to bring you, including Tri-County Credit Union, and they want to wish big number 74, Henry Dobbins, and the rest of the Menominee Maroons a great game here today. Jack's Fresh Market, they are fueling the busy families with healthy mealtime options to help you stay on the top of your game. That's Jack's Fresh Market in Marinette and Menominee. Les and Drini Vocational Services, also in Marinette. They proud support the high school athletes. Check them out, Les and Drini Vocational Services on Facebook. And also to everyone, they're wishing the Maroons best of luck is our friends at Kane Power Sports, your local Polaris, Kawasaki, Premier Pontoon, and Toro dealer. Good luck to the Maroons from Kane Power Sports. That's Menominee fans directly underneath me. The football team now heading to the locker room for some last-minute advice from coaches, and Pawama is on the field right now warming up out there towards their end zone. But a little bit of a different vantage point for me here today, actually. I've been here quite a bit, but I'm on the high level here to broadcast right at the 48-yard line. Great view here, and it's a little chilly this evening from Pawama. A lot of people in their winter coats to support the Maroons and the Pirates. We do have some score updates for you. One we're really keeping tabs on is in Division 8. In Alpena, Bark River Harris is taking on Harbor Beach, and Harbor Beach is currently on top of the Broncos, 13-0, early stages of that one. And then we also have a score update for you in the other half of the bracket. A chance for these teams to meet in Ford Field is either going to be Clinton or Schoolcraft. Currently Clinton on top, 14-0. First play of the game, an 80-yard pass play for Clinton as they took the lead early on. They're right now on top by a couple touchdowns to Schoolcraft. So we'll keep tabs in those games. Thank you to John Lauger, who sends me all the score updates. He's going to keep tabs and send it my way. That way I can send them your way as well, as we have a pretty big listening audience today. As usual, Classic Hits 103.7 FM, WHYB in Menominee. Last week, the stream got overwhelmed. It kept getting knocked off, so there's two chances to click to find the stream here today. You could use the app or go to the website, baycitiesconnect.com. There's now a link directly right on the front page for you to log on and catch the stream, and we'll bring you this afternoon's state semifinal game. Well, as usual, I do talk to the head coach. I talked to head coach Chad Brandt earlier this week, back on Wednesday. So we're going to head to the head coach Brandt interview. When I come back, I'll talk a little bit more about the Pirates and these Menominee Maroons and what we can expect to see also. So it's all coming up right here. It's pre-game coverage on Classic Hits 103.7 and BayCitiesConnect.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
Pre-game coverage here on your Bay Cities radio dial. Josh Kellner, and I'll be joined by head coach of your Menominee Maroons, Coach Chad Brandt. Hey, Coach, again, thanks for the time and congratulations, regional champs, and great to be talking to you again because you're still alive in the playoffs.
Hey, we're down to four in the division, and we're still alive, and it's getting into late November. We're excited to be working and practicing and getting after it, and We know we'll have a battle this week, but it sure is fun.
The easier teams normally get filtered out, we'll say the first week of the playoffs, and sometimes it trickles into the districts. But when you get to the regional level, they're all quality opponents. They're all good teams, and you guys did very well over this Shelby team that really had everything going for them. They were the Cinderella team this year, but you guys took it to them and showed them what maroon football is all about.
Sure, Cinderella, they had a couple quality wins, but they won those pretty convincingly and felt that they were on a roll. And I think we heard people in the pregame or in the parking lot saying we weren't supposed to win the last two, and we feel good about this one too, so why not us? I think our kids came and played well, and then they found out why it wasn't them. But I think they were respected. Our kids took the field that way, and we just played well and beat a good team.
Really good. 43-0, halftime 36-0, so you got to kick off the running clock. Get in, get out, I like to say, and a lot of your underclassmen got to see some field time in the playoffs, which is something that you can't coach at. That's what you want them to have.
Absolutely, and getting some of those reserves in before the third quarter was even over, and that's a nice feeling, and they've been practicing and get those guys in, and then even at the end of the game, they had got to hold them out. I looked out there, and I think we only might have had two starters on the defense, and we held them out of the end zone in there, so that was fun.
That was exciting to watch. I believe it was a big Henry Dobbins jumped on the loose ball. That was their only threat in the game with like a minute left, and you guys took a knee after that, but a big one, and nice to see Dobbins get that.
I think it was actually not Dobbins. It was big Braden Dangu.
Okay.
Yep. So it's Braden Dangu. And he was in for Dobbins in the defensive line. Dobby was out. Dobby had a good game, though, but Braden, it was really nice to other Dangu, I guess you say, had a big play, so he was excited about that.
Yeah, it was really fun to see just because the fans erupted with that, too. I mean, they're excited to do something like that happen, and really key moments in the game, there's a lot of them where the fans got into it. It was a very exciting one.
Yeah, some exciting plays, and I think Saturday afternoon they were looking to see a regional championship on our home field and celebrate in town here and look forward to playing in the Final Four.
And so you held the running back, Brody Fessenden, and you kept him in check. He really only had one big play of 35 yards. Otherwise, they just kept handing it off to him, and he had nowhere to go. 18 carries in the night, less than 100 yards, but credit to the maroon defense.
Yeah, I know there was a run right before half. He found a seam, and I think some of our guys relaxed, thinking they were going to try to pass before the half. We told them not to, so he broke one there. And then I'm not sure, and then they had a big play on, we mentioned our reserves, to get down there. And I think that was the most of their yardage in the day, or probably half of their yardage, those two plays.
Yeah, and it was just great maroon defense, and gave them fits in the backfield. Jalen Henderson, their quarterback, really was struggling the majority of the day. He completed just over half his passes, but overall, there's lots of pressure on him.
Yep, and he was on the run, and then I think you mentioned how we built a wall against that running back, and I think that's their coach said. He goes, they were a physical defense, and our guys brought a good mentality to the game, and we swarm tackled, and you limit a good back, who I thought was a quality back, as good as any back we had faced to this point. He would have been all conference in our league for sure, and then we held him in check.
Your offense, again, firing on all cylinders. I mean, you have to look at it completely spread around again, 204 rushing yards, 161 passing yards. But what's key about that is six different people scored a touchdown. Tanner Tarkoff, again, great through the air with five different receivers, and you really have to be happy with what's happening.
Yeah, I continue to say it. We share the ball, and they have to defend all parts of the field, and that's nice to see. Someone's mentioned after the game, like, was your offense slow? I said, I don't think it was slow. I thought our offense was efficient. We might not have had two or three 70-yard plays, which is fine. I still thought we were efficient. And when we slowed down, I think it was on our own offensive line having some false starts on jumping. And otherwise, I thought we blocked really well up front, and we were efficient on running and passing.
Yeah, it was really good. Physical ball, you get yards here and there, you know, 14, 16,
yeah.
6, 15. That's your first five plays. Just because you didn't have the big 78-yarder that we're used to seeing the first three plays.
That's not always going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen this week either. We're going to have to work harder, and so that was a good feeling to grind some out.
you look at it, though, you did have a few big plays. Dawson had that 35-yard touchdown run the first play, or the first score of the game. But then Clayton had a 50-yard pass catch down the sideline. And even the nice thing that we saw, Landon Daney with that one-hander, we could, from my vantage point, I didn't even know he caught it. And late touchdown in the air, we didn't know what was going on.
Exactly. He was pretty nonchalant about it entering the end zone. But, yeah, he sort of put a pop in the air and it came down. So there were still the big plays, and still we know we have that quick strike scoring ability. So yeah, for sure, Landon. It was nice to see Clayton catch one on the flat, and we had two good blocks out there, which allowed him to get right up the sideline.
Yeah, Dawson had, I think, the key one, the last one, and then he kicked on his speed, you know, for a big running back. He hits another level when he gets in the open field.
Right, and you don't think that from a guy that pounds the ball between the tackles sometimes, but he also has the ability to outrace some defensive backs.
And let's keep talking about Clayton here again. That special team's doing a really good job splitting the uprights. He was perfect. The one that did not go in was a two-point conversion, and I want to bring this up because Dawson was really excellent on that. It was a low snap. He picked up, didn't force the extra point, and he ran your fire play, and he got a two-point conversion.
Correct. He ran, and I think he was wide enough to throw one. He yelled. I was pretty close. It was right at our corner. I said, just run it, and he did because he's quick enough to get to the corner. So he did a good job picking that up, and I think a good decision because I don't think they would have been able to reset that in time.
Yeah, regional champs now, so congratulations again on the big win, 43-0 over Shelby. You advance now to the Final Four in the state of Michigan. It gets even harder the longer we go. Before we talk about Pomona Westphalia, let's go over last week's award winners.
Sure, Josh. So we mentioned a lot of team, and we just picked the maroon team for the regional champs as the maroon of the week. We thought it was all levels. We mentioned special teams, defense, offense, and guys just chipped away and did their jobs. It was a great team effort. Blocker of the week, and talking with Coach Matthew and all the offensive lines blocking, and he went from Landon Daniel at one tight end all the way over to Nathan Comp at the other tight end, and everyone in between was our offensive line and blockers of the week. Defensive line, Dobby and Ryan Marzion again, and then if you notice in the last 2-3 weeks, Blake Posh has moved up from linebacker to our D-line to help us, and he's part of that D-lineman of the week too, bringing a lot of energy. Our alert club, we mentioned Braden Dangu poking it out and jumping on that football to seal the shutout for our defense. That was the only turnover we created. And then our scout players of the week, Christian Cayley and Bryce Young, have done a nice job for us, practicing and helping us out. Century club, I think only Tanner. No rushers. We had over 200 rushing as a team, but Tanner was in the passing game. And then Maroon Memory. You mentioned the one-handed catch. He still thought that wind going in that direction to the south, from north to south, was strong. Thought it was going to be over his head, and Landon Daniel put up one hand and then just walked it in the end zone, because I think everyone was a little surprised he came down with it.
That was fun because, again, we didn't know what was going on. I couldn't see the sideline. The press box is lower now, so
yeah.
We had all the Shelby team right there.
Sure.
And, you know, the officials were giving late calls and a touchdown, but people started celebrating, and finally they didn't even know if he caught it or not, and the place erupted. Then when you see the replay, it was even better yet. So good awards, well-deserved for the team. And now it gets tough. This is you're playing Pomona Westphalia, and they have been talked about all year long. Like this is their year, and we knew you'd meet them at some point, and here you are in the state semifinals going to Gaylord.
Yeah, I think everyone sort of circled what side of the bracket were they going to be on, what side were the Maroons going to be on, and this was going to be a collision course. It felt all along like these two teams were going to meet. We're very excited for the challenge. We also know we're going to be playing a very good football team, but you couldn't ask for any better opportunity.
Yeah, you look at it, the closest game they had, I think it was only 21 points, but they just took care of Ithaca 42-21 to get here. Otherwise, their lowest output is 35, and this team is putting up points on the board, just not as much as you guys, but they can light up a scoreboard really quickly.
They can. They have some good skill kids, but primarily the guy that gets every snap is another level quarterback. I told the kids he's the best running back we've faced all year, but he's taking every snap as the quarterback. So we are definitely alert when number 18 takes that snap that he could run on any play, on a running play or a passing play, he can keep it.
What do they mainly like to do? I hear a lot of spread, and they spread you out, and then they'll run with him, or he'll even throw.
Sure. So they will spread a lot of formations. We're preparing the guys for lining up this week. But ideally, yeah, they'll run the back in one way, or they'll bring a guy in motion one way, and our guys on the backside have to know the quarterback and keep it. And then they also sometimes will just spread everyone out and just run the quarterback and let him pick a lane. But they're bringing a lot of blockers in front of him, and then sometimes they bring the blockers away so he can just read the defense whether to give it to the running back or keep it on his own. He's definitely the catalyst for that offense.
You look at them, we knew about the quarterback. Any other star players offensively that we have to keep an eye on?
Well, they throw out a couple big targets. Number 10 on one side, he's got to be 6'3", 6'4", and I think the number one, the tight end, he's got to be all of 6'5". So that's some big, tall targets. Now we'll have Tanner helping on one and Dawson helping on the other. Dawson's a little low size, but we'll see. We have good athletes out there in space as well. And then the running back, 22, he is not as explosive plays as the quarterback, but he's definitely someone we have to know where he's at because they'll swing the ball to him, they'll run him up inside, but they also get him out in the passing game.
Some teams have actually scored on them as well. So overall, how's their defense look?
Defense, they move around a lot. So they always usually have three big guys on the field and they slide, but they use a multitude of back linebackers, I guess we'd say, linebackers and safeties, whether it's a 3-4 base, but it can look like a 4, it can look like a 5, and they're bringing a lot of pressure. And so they also use man coverage, they use zone coverage, so we will have to do our job in picking up blitzes, we'll have to do our job in blocking our assignments, knowing that they switch up defenses quite a bit.
What do you have to do really to be successful in this one?
Execute offensively. I think the more we can grind out our offense and then be successful on drives with points will be huge, and execute it with clean football. I think we've played clean football, and we're pretty effective when we do that. And then defensively, lining up correctly, because they mentioned a lot of spread and then different formations and a lot of motion. So let's not move out of position that we leave a lane open for number 18 and a keeper, which is what they want to find out what we're doing, how we're adjusting to their formations, and can they outnumber us and bring him back to a spot. So we have to line up correctly and rally to the ball.
Well, this game got moved back an extra hour, and that's a, in my opinion, that's a crucial 60 minutes because the kids get another hour to sleep because you have a long ride in front of you.
Yeah, people wonder, and they're like, are you going down overnight? I don't, and that's plenty good time. Kids are getting up and ready for school on a normal day. So we'll take care of work on Friday, have our team meal. We'll pack our bags before they head home and go to bed in their own beds, which I think is important, the night before, and then we'll go play in a great football game.
How are the guys doing this week of practice so far?
Good energy. I can see the excitement and the willingness to want to know the fine details because they know we need to play well to survive this round.
Well, Coach, it should be a lot of fun. You made it this far. Hopefully we can get another win in this and make the long road trip over Thanksgiving.
Sure, it's exciting, and we would want nothing more than to be planning a Thanksgiving weekend down at Ford Field.
Coach, thanks for joining me. Good luck against the Pirates, and I'll talk to you next week.
Right, thanks, Josh.
And roars and groans. She's been here 20 years now, but now she's gotta go. She's really inefficient, and she's not very green. You need a brand new furnace. Time to call Zeratsky Extreme.
863-227-863-2327.
Zeratsky Extreme.
And back at right here in Classic Hits 103.7 FM, WHY Merriam is where you can find the stream here this afternoon. The Menominee Maroons taking on Pewamo Westphalia. A chance to go to Ford Field is on the line. A couple participating sponsors I want to throw your way quickly before we continue with our pregame. We have Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops. Thai Cuisine on 10th Avenue in Menominee, proud supporter of the Maroons. And also Lily Hecht Farm Bureau Insurance, located in Menominee, specializing in home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. Well, Pewamo Westphalia, wondering about them. They are 11-0. The Maroons are 12-0. They had a week where they did not have a game. They struggled to find some as well. The Maroons with two forfeits on their record. It's really 10-0 if you look at it game-wise, but 12-0 in the record column. Again, both teams undefeated. Pewamo putting up points in the season. How they got here in the playoffs.
They took care of Ravenna in their district opener 41-12. That's the Menominee fans cheering right now. A big crowd for Menominee. They won their district over North Muskegon 56-28. Their regional over Ithaca last week 42-21 here in Gaylord against the Maroons. 313 students in Pewamo, Westphalia. They had 41.889 playoff points out of the Central Michigan Athletic Conference, which they won, finishing 5-0. The Maroons undefeated 12-0, had a couple forfeits in there. Manistee and Hancock did not want to play them. So their district semifinal game, the Maroons beat Manton 48-17 over Shelby 43-0. 341 students in Menominee. They led the state in Division 7 in playoff points, 52.486, winning the Westpac Copper Division is their conference. 7-0 in the conference, and it went down to Kingsford, Calumet, Negaunee, Gladstone, Houghton, Hancock, and Westwood. It drops from there in order. Again, for Pewamo, the Central Michigan Athletic Conference, they won that again, but teams with Fowler, Bath, Lanesenburg, Perry, and Danesville. Some teams obviously were not familiar with. First time these teams have ever met, and it is for a trip to Ford Field. I'd like to thank Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEWUP Dental, proud supporter of the Menominee Maroons, and Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center. Dr. El Nagy and her experienced team want to wish the Maroons best of luck. And you can keep up with everything MHSAA related on social media. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, video highlights, and high school sports news from around the state. That is the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. A little chilly here in Gaylord, but it's already chilly across the whole state of Michigan right now as it's getting to be the end of November. But it's just 39 degrees, feels like 34. A little bit of a breeze, but really nothing to worry about here at Gaylord High School. All right, let's head down to the field to bring you this afternoon's national anthem. State semifinals are here. The Menominee Maroons taking the Pirates of Pewamo, Westphalia. And just a reminder, the broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Bay Cities Radio. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Bay Cities Radio. Pewamo won the toss. They are going to defer. So they will kick off to begin this game. Pewamo is going to be in their white jerseys, a blue helmet with their Pirate logo on the side of it, white pants, blue numbers, yellow stripes, and it's very difficult to see the numbers, so I'll do my best to bring them to you. I like the Maroons, all maroon, maroon pants, maroon tops, white numbers, and the traditional white hat they will have on this afternoon. I am at the third level high in the press box here, right above the Menominee fans, and they had a big crew here to support this team here today. Menominee will travel right to left on your Bay Cities radio dial. That is from the entrance to the scoreboard here at Gaylord High School. To kick it off for Pewamo, it's going to be number 21, Kevin Hafner. He's a sophomore. They all line up huddled about 3 yards behind the ball. His hand is in the air, and they will break huddle. Send the team to the left and to the right. Back deep for the Maroons, Clayton Miller and Jackson Mizak. Kicking into the breeze here. Not a stiff one, but just a little one to keep an eye on. Here comes the approach. And we are underway here for the state semifinal game. Extremely high and short, fielded by Myshak at the 20-yard line. He'll make it through to the 25-30. Here's Myshak to the 40. Jackson Myshak across the 45-yard line. He fell to the ground. They're going to say he fumbled it. I thought the ground caused the fumble. Palamo celebrating like they have it, waiting for the call. Myshak was on the ground when the ball popped out. They're going to spot it at the 50. Menominee ball at the 50. Let's say he fell down. Plain view here. The ground caused the fumble on the nice run for Jackson Myshak. So a nice little return to the 50 midfield line. Right hash. Here we go. First play of the game offensively for either team, and it'll be the Menominee Maroons to start. Head coach Chad Brandt has the call to his starting quarterback slash tailback in Tanner Tirikoff. They'll send Maverick Genesee wide to the left. Austin Bardos is a wing to the right side. Clayton Miller is standing to the right of Tanner Tirikoff. Couple hard counts with Tanner. Hand off Miller. Miller trying to go left side up the middle now. He'll cut it up and go parallel to the line of scrimmage and be thrown forward to gain a yard. Tackled by their quarterback, Ty Thielen. He's their offensive quarterback, but playing a defensive back defense. A gain of a couple, actually, for Clayton. Second down in at 7. They'll give a 3-yard pickup. So it was all bottled up in the middle. He bounced left side, got some positive yardage. Second down and 7 for the Maroons. Now left hash. Single wing in tight, power to the right side of Bardowski. Miller again up the middle. Clayton trying to get to the 45, and he will not. He'll just get a short gain. Watching Palamo on film, their line is fantastic. So the trenches are going to be a battle here today. Pickup of 1 for Clayton. Third down and 6 here for the Maroons at the Palamo Westphalia 46-yard line. Ball still placed left hash. The breeze to the back of the Menominee Maroons. And our center, Alex Parrott, takes his team up to the ball. Have a receiver off wide to the right side, and Genesee Bardowski is a wing power to the right. Bardo goes in motion from right to left. Now he'll set up wide to the left. Fake the handoff, quick throw to Bardowski. Dawson makes one man miss. At 45, he's brought down shy of the 40 and shy of the first down marker. Just a quick throw to Dawson. They collapse with a double team on him when he's set up wide to the left. Gain of a few. The Maroons have a fourth down and a yard here to the 41-yard line as a 5-yard completion. So fourth down and 1 here for the Maroons. Early stages of this game. Almost 2 minutes into this one, and the Maroons will break huddle. Daniel and Genesee go wide to the right side. Dawson Bardowski is a wing to the left. Miller and Tirikoff into the backfield. Bardowski goes in motion from left to right. Tirikoff wants to run left side. He'll cut it up now. Dive his way forward for a progress. He should have the first down. It's going to be really close to where they spot this one. From here, I think it's really close. I think they need to bring the sticks and measure. They're not going to bring in the sticks and measure this one. He's just shy of the 40. Just shy. He did not get that good of a spot. It was really close, but the Maroons will turn it over on downs. And they will not challenge to try to bring the sticks and measure this one really close. I think I would have asked. So here come the Pirates for their first offensive series of the game. Watch their quarterback. He's one to keep an eye on, Ty Thielen. They'll start with a power eye formation. He'll go under center. The D-back is going to be Alex Nuremberg. Got a receiver left and right. Pitch out left side of Nuremberg. He'll go up the middle left side, and he'll get some few yards and still dragging the pile forward to be brought down shy of the midfield marker. To about the 48-yard line. There's where they'll spot this one for a 7-yard pickup on first down. Pitching it out to Alex Nuremberg. Again, the key for Palamo is contain their quarterback and their line again. Their quarterback and Ty Thielen controls about 80% of the game. Wide to the left side, they'll break huddle, sending Andrew Chris. Man, the slot to left also. Another receiver off wide to the right. Out of the shotgun is Thielen. Thielen awaiting the snap. He has it. Fake the handoff. The quarterback keep it. Tried to bounce the outside. Goes past Myshak. Now running across midfield to the 45. Makes a man miss. And they'll catch up and bring him down into Menominee territory to the 34-yard line. A nice little gain. The fake handoff out the middle drew the Maroon linebacking core inside. Then they got around Myshak to the right. Then Nathan Nelson will catch up with him along with Dawson Bardowski. All the way to the 32-yard line in Menominee territory. 20-yard pickup. So a 20-yard pickup on the first carry of the game for the quarterback, Ty Thielen. And now they have a first down and 10. Two receivers left, another one wide to the right side. Coming my way is going to be Andrew Chris. Out of the shotgun again, Lee Thielen. Nuremberg is off to the right. Fake the handoff again. Now he will give to Nuremberg, who's trying to go up the middle, and the Bruins will catch up and bring him down after a short gain near the 30. Forward progress may give him the 29, but I don't think they'll mark it that way. A pickup of two for Nuremberg. And it'll be a second down and about eight. Right in the 30-yard lane, ball placed center of the field. Again, the Pirates going left to right here on your Bay Cities radio dial. 8 minutes remaining, opening quarter. Wide to left side. Tent Piggott will go. Another receiver coming my way, wide to the right, and Anthony. Slot left, slot right as well. Out of the shotgun. Here again is Thielen. Thielen. Oh, wait in the snap. He has it. Fake the handoff, back to pass. He wants to be flush out of the pocket now. Stepping up, rolls left side now. Mysak trying to catch him. Mysak has it, and they're going to bring him down. Intentional ground, and the ball popped out. They're still trying to get the loose ball, and the whistles have blown yet, and the Maroons may have driven it. They dove on it way back to the 48-yard line. Let's wait and see what the official call is. He had him sacked back at the 48-yard line, but somehow Thielen threw the ball, but it should be an intentional grounding. He is way back. Flag is going to be dropped for an intentional grounding. Mysak was all over him. Flag line in the 47-yard line in Palomo territory. Head coach Jeremy Miller is arguing with the officials. Now there's a conference. And Coach Brandon now talking to the other official. Trying to figure out the situation here. Waiting for the official call. Let's hear it. He's trying to turn his mic on, it looks like. Intentional grounding. So loss of down, and it's back to the ball right now is in the 48-yard line, and they'll mark it off from there. So that is basically a 22-yard sack. And then 5 yards back to the 42-yard line. So third down and long, third down and 30 they have on the scoreboard. Two receivers left, one to the right side, now two to the right. Out of the shotgun to Thielen. Thielen, back to pass again, pressure coming, he wants to run left side. The Bruins trying to catch up with him, and they'll bring him down. Actually, yes, he bounces the outside of the 40, still on his feet, and he may take it to the 20, to the 10, and he'll brought down. Third down and 30, and the Pirates rush and get a first down. All the way inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. They nearly had him, and they couldn't bring him down. They'll spot it to the 6. For a 52-yard scamper for Ty Thielen. So first down and goal from the 6-yard line for Powama, Westphalia. One receiver to the right, one to left side. Three backs in the backfield, one including the quarterback, Ty Thielen. He has a running back to his left and right. Way to the snap. Quarterback keeper, he wants to go up the middle. The Maroons are all over him. Pile is still moving, and it's just going left and right, up and down, and they'll blow this one dead. Second and goal. So Ty Thielen loses a yard. So Nathan Nelson on the tackle, back to the 7-yard line. Second down and goal from the 7. And for the big 52-yard scamper for Ty Thielen to set this one up. So Powama looking to break huddle here. Head coach Jeremy Miller has a play out there. Wide to the left side. Nelson to Anthony. Trips in a bunch to the right. The only running back is going to be Nuremberg. That's Alex Nuremberg standing right to the right of Thielen. Thielen wants to run to the right side now. trying to catch up to Mother Bruins, who's hit and popped down to the 5-yard line. Blake Posh nearly had him in the backfield, but squirted away from Posh. He slowed him down, then brought down to the 5 for a pickup of 2. So a 2-yard gain to the 5, or it's 3rd and goal now from the 5-yard line. Ball placed center of the field. So we await the Pirates here. Big defensive stand, hopefully now for the Menominee Maroons. 6 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. We are scoreless. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Thielen out of the shotgun. Nuremberg stands to his left. Thielen awaits a snap. He has it. One shot drop. Quick pass over to the right side. And it's up and picked up by Kopp. Kopp falls down to the 3-yard line. He picked it off at the one off balance. And the Maroons have it back. A big defensive stand by Menominee. Nathan Kopp jumped the route and picks it off. A big stand for the Maroons to the 4. So first down and 10, Menominee left hash of their own 4-yard line. Let's see the Maroon offense back in the field. They went 4-0 previously, turned it over on downs. A pin back in their own territory, left hash of the 4-yard line. Everyone in tight, single wing formation favoring Bardowski to the left side. Miller wants to run at the middle. Miller trying to get to the 5, and he's brought down, maybe got to the 6. Not much a hole up the middle for Clayton. But he does gain a couple of yards to the 6-yard line with Clayton Miller. So a 2-yard pickup for Miller with 5:27 to go in this opening quarter. So here come the Maroons. Bardowski's a wing to the left side. Two receivers to the right. Mysok stands. Or actually, it's Miller. Quick throw left side. And it's gobbled up to the 10. Trying to bounce right side is Bardowski. And Bardowski will take it near the 11. It was not Bardowski. It's Landon Dainu. So Landon Dainu hauls it into this to the 11-yard line. Pick up a 5. First catch for Dainu here today. It'll be a 3rd down and about 4 for the Maroons. So a 3rd down and 4 from the 11-yard line. Clayton Miller has a call from head coach Chad Brandt. And the Maroons will break huddle. Dainu goes wide to left side. Genesee slot left. Austin Bardowski to wing power to the right side. Terkoff and Miller into the backfield here for Menominee. From their own 11-yard line, fake Dana, quick throw left side to Dainu again. Here's Landon breaking a tackle for the first down to the 20. Dainu, a stiff arm to the 25 to the 30. And Dainu to the 33-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds. Big pickup from Turk to Dainu to move the chains. Landon Dainu catching a run there for the Maroons to the 34 is where they spot it. Pickup of 23 yards. Here come the Maroons quickly. Two receivers to the right. Bardowski wing to the left side. Miller and Terkoff into the backfield. Four-man front for Puamo. Bardowski goes in motion. Hands off to Dawson. Dawson trying to get to the outside to the right, and he's be brought down for a loss of a couple. The sweep with Dawson from his left wing position. Brought down for a loss of a few here. It'll be a second down at about 12. They'll spot it to the 32, losing 2. So 4 minutes remaining here in this opening quarter. We are scoreless. Second possession of the game here for the Maroon offense. Hey, the comb has a call from head coach Chad Brandt. He'll run it into Tanner. Right hash of their own 32-yard line. Alex Parrott takes the team up to the ball. And Daniel will go wide to the right. Trips to the left. Clayton Miller stands to the right side of Terkoff. Tanner fakes a handoff, back to pass, looking over the middle, has his man, it's tipped, and then caught by Kopp. He managed to haul it in, diving down to behind him. It's close to the first down again. It was tipped, just a fingertip on it. We tried to find Kopp over the middle, and Kopp regained control, dove backwards, bobbled it, but gobbled it in as he fell to the ground. To the 44-yard line, they're going to give him a first down. A pickup of 12. Comp's first catch. Here come the Maroons. Wing formation in tight power to the right side. They'll sweep it left side with Miller. Clayton hit and drop down right away. Big tackle that time by Luke Paxton. Tackle for a loss again. So a loss of a couple for Miller. Second down and 12 here for the Maroons. This is back to their own 42-yard line. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Again, we are still scoreless. State semifinals from Gaylord, Michigan. Genesee, slot left. Daniel wide to left. Bardowski's wing to the right side. Dawson goes in motion. They'll hand it off to Bardowski. He's trying to sweep left side. Has a nice block. Cuts up across midfield. Has another first down. Clayton Miller had a key block there to trigger Dawson. And they'll move the chains again. Into Pawamo territory. Just shy of the 45-yard line. Actually, they'll spot it right to the 45-yard line. Pickup of 13. And we have an injured pirate down below. And with an injury down below, injury timeout. We'll take a quick one as well. It's scoreless here. 2:37 to go, opening quarter from Gaylord.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Bum 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 bum. Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000
and find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
The Lodge on Main in Marinette proudly supports high school sports. Enjoy live music with the best crowd around, featuring Bubba Lewis Trio, Courtney Polson, Beachfront Avenue Duo, Asphalt Gypsies, One Dan Man Band, Safe Sax, and more. Seats fill up fast, so come early to grab a table, enjoy delicious food, and get ready for great live performances. And the best part, no cover charge. Follow the Lodge on Main on Facebook for more information and details on all their live events. The Lodge on Main, 1333 Main Street, Marinette, where everybody knows you're on Main.
Injury timeout. The injured pirate is being helped off the field by the trainers here in Gaylord. I'd like to thank Tri-County Credit Union. They're wishing big number 74, Henry Dobbins, best of luck along with the Menominee Maroons in this game. And Jack's Fresh Market, fueling busy families with healthy mealtime options. Marinette Menominee and Lesson Journey Vocational Services. Check them out on Facebook. First down and 10, Menominee, left hash of the Pirate 45-yard line. Genesee wide to the right side. Coming my way wide to the left is Landon Daniel. Actually, it's Bardowski wide to the left. Miller next to Turkop. Fake the pass, back to pass Tanner. Now wants to air it out left side of the field, trying to find Bardowski. It's up, and it is intercepted at the 5-yard line. The ball just hung in the air. They had a safety sitting back there. It's picked off back to the 6, actually. So the Maroons will turn it over on a rare turnover on Menominee. They pump faked it left side of Dawson, then streaked Bardowski down the field. And it'll be a turnover on the Maroons with 2:22 to go in this opening quarter. So both teams with a turnover to begin this one. Here comes Pawamo Westphalia, their second offensive set of the game from their own 6-yard line. Ball placed on their right hash. And the Maroons will break huddle. The Pirates will break huddle. They'll have a receiver off wide to the left. Trips in a bunch to the right side. Ty Thielen into the backfield. Standing next to him is going to be Alex Nuremberg. Thielen has it, wants a sweep left side, and Landon Daniel is right there. The ball popped out. I think Nelson has it. Wave the call. The ball was stripped by Daniel. It was stripped. Fumble to Menominee. First and goal for the Maroons. Daniel stripped it. Nathan Nelson gets it back. So first and goal, Menominee to the 4-yard line. Here comes Menominee. Everyone in tight with a single wing, favoring the left side. Nathan Nelson, the blocking quarterback. Wing with Bardowski to the left. Up the middle, Miller. Clayton driving his way forward. Clayton carrying Pirates to the end zone. Touchdown, Menominee! Clayton Miller strikes first in the state semifinals. And A 4-yard touchdown run into the Johnson Sewer cleaning end zone. Give catcher Deanna a call, 715-732-0427, for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. Here comes Miller to try to kick it through and split the uprights. Dawson Bardowski to hold. Snap is there, the hold. Clayton's kick is line drived and blocked. Just a line drive. And it is no good. So 2:10 to go, though. The Bruins strike first. 6-0 Menominee.
Do you need a different vehicle but can't get financing because banks and car loan companies won't cooperate? Good news! If you have steady income and can afford easy weekly payments, Auto Credit Center will give you the credit you need and the vehicle you deserve. We've been doing just that locally for 30 fun-filled years. That's a long time and a lot of cars. Don't let past credit mistakes put you in a pinch. At Auto Credit Center, financing's a cinch. That's the Auto Credit Center, 10th Street, Menominee, 863-8288. Follow us on Facebook.
Stop into Colonel K's Pasties, where they've been serving the Bay Cities area and voted best pasty for 16 years in a row. They have a huge variety to fit any craving. Beef, ham and cheese, beef with rutabaga, breakfast pasties as well. You name it, they have it. Plus, they've been voted having the best soup for 6 years. So don't delay. Grab yourself the area's best pasty and soup from Colonel K's today. And don't forget to check their Facebook for daily specials as well. Remember, that's Colonel K's Pasties at 1229 10th Street, Menominee.
Well, Nathan Nelson recovered a fumble after Landon Daniel stripped it from the Pirates. One play later, 4 yards out, Clayton Miller, a 4-yard touchdown. The extra point, line drived, and blocked. So the Maroons lead it, though, 6-0, 2:10 to go first quarter, according to Integra First scoreboard. Score updates for you. We have Clinton all over Schoolcraft, 30-0, in a Harbor Beach on top of Barker River Harris, 26-0 at halftime. So here comes Miller to kick it off for the Maroons. Short end over end kick. This is going to bounce at the 12-yard line back to the 6 where it's picked up. Pirates coming to 10-15, got a big lane left side. He's knocked out of bounds. Whew. Nathan Nelson knocked about near the 30. So on the return was Alex Nuremberg, their running back. Knocked out at the 32-yard line as they put it down. So first down and 10 here for Harbor Beach. I'm sorry, not Harbor Beach, Pullman, Westphalia. Bark River's playing in Harbor Beach in Alpena right now. They started an hour earlier than us. 2:05 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Menominee. Pirates look to break huddle. Wide to the right side is Brandon Anthony. Another receiver off wide to the left. Two running backs in at the backfield, one to the left and one to the right of Thielen. Thielen has a snap. He'll hand off, second back through. Runs into a whole bunch of Maroons. They gobble him up and bring him down. Short gain, but really not much happening there. Alex Nuremberg. They'll give him the 34-yard line, a gain of 2. So a 2-yard pickup for Nuremberg. It'll be a second down and 8. That's a Menominee. Pep Band is here, the Merchie Maroons. Got a receiver left, another one to the right. I formation under center goes Thielen. Thielen pitch out to the deep back. And Nathan Nelson lights him up at the 35. The momentum kept him going to the 36, maybe the 37. Will be a third down situation on the way here for Pullman, Westphalia. It's a strong pitch out. Normally they go wide on a pitch out, but it was a pitch out to him, and he went right at the middle to the 37. Picking up 3 yards. That was Nuremberg. Third down on the way here. Third down and 5 for Pullman, Westphalia. Left hash of their own 37-yard line. Three receivers left, two to the right. That's 5 wideouts, all alone out of the shotgun is Ty Thielen. Slot man in motion, left to right. They want to fake that up to him. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Thielen bounces the outside, and he'll have the first down up the middle after he went back against the grain. The Maroons nearly had him near the first down marker, but he squirted his way to the 45. The strong fake you have to respect to Alex Nuremberg, and then there's a little seam up the middle, and he takes it to the 47 for a pickup of 10. So a 10-yard pickup for Thielen. He's got 5 carries now, 83 yards. Had that big long run earlier, in 52-yard run. And then he threw an interception, picked off by Nate Comp. First down and 10, Pirates. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Nuremberg sends to the right of Thielen out of the shotgun again. From their left hash, slot man in motion, right to left. They're going to fake the handoff, and Thielen will keep it, try to go up the middle. And Comp will meet him at the midfield line, and the rest of the Maroons come up and bring him down. Short gain of about 3. caught the first one there. So second down and 7, right at the 50. The Gaylord Blue Devil logo right on his forehead. And the first quarter has now officially expired. The Menominee Maroons lead the Pirates of Pomona, Westphalia. Menominee 6, Pomona, Westphalia nothing.
Find the largest selection of durable, cool weather workwear now at State Line Apparel. The shelves are stocked with new hoodies, long sleeve tees, flannels, sweatpants, vests, bibs, force and rain defender clothing, work shoes, boots, and hikers for men and women, plus accessories including base layers, heavyweight socks, hats, and gloves. And the kiddos need to stay warm too. Check out the great selection of Kids Carhartt. State Line Apparel has the cold weather workwear your family needs in hard to find sizes. Visit the Carhartt Warehouse, State Line Apparel, 10th Street, Menominee.
At Wagner Casper Insurance, they understand the importance of protecting what matters most, offering coverage from 15 different companies in one stop. They provide home, auto, life, health, recreational vehicle, business, and farm insurance. Wagner Casper Insurance is family and locally owned, serving Wisconsin and Michigan since 1967. Give their team a call for free quotes and consultations for the right coverage at the best price at 715-735-9506. Wagner Casper Insurance, your protection, their priority. Visit WagnerCasper.com for more information.
Well, one quarter in the books here, ready to go. Second down and 7 from midfield. They'll hand off Nuremberg, and he's hammered it down right away. Third and 7 now. There for the Menominee Maroons. Dean, you helping along with, it looks like, Ryan Martson, the first one there also. So no gain. Right out of the break. Third down and 7. Again, the Maroons lead it 6-0. I'd like to thank Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops. Proud supporter of the Maroons. Third and 7 here. Two receivers to the right, two to the left again out of the shotgun. Here comes Thielen. Nuremberg to his left. Two-step drop. Back to pass. Flush out of the pocket now. Rolling to the right side. Now he'll step up in the center of the field. He'll air it out down the center. Up. Going to be a battle, and it is somehow caught at the 5 with Tarkoff in coverage, and that was terrific coverage. It just sailed. A little bit of a breeze. Sailed over him. Put up his arm for a prayer was Trent Pigott, and he hauls it in for the touchdown. A 50-yard pass, just threw it in the air, a prayer, and he somehow came down with it. And we are now tied 6-6, awaiting the extra point to go through from Alex Nuremberg, as they just put it into the Johnson sewer cleaning end zone. Actually, Kevin Hafner is their kicker. Hold, the kick is up, and the kick is good. The difference in the game, the extra point. Into the Johnson Sewer Cleaning End Zone. Give Kenter Deanna a call, 715-732-0427 for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. Pomona, Westphalia 7, Menominee 6.
Seeking comfort and relaxation in your home? Look no further than Mensa & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Mensa & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275 or visit them online at mensaandzach.com. Tempstar, quality you can feel. It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind to know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small-town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all-gain, no-pain experience.
Bayshore Credit Union. 50-yard touchdown pass as Ty Thielen hit Trent Pigott. It's 7-6 after the extra point being good in favor of the Pirates, according to your Integra First scoreboard. They have it teed up, ready to kick this one off here. They huddle up, and Kevin Hafner. And we have Myshock and Miller back deep to return this one, standing at their own 5-yard line. And here comes the approach, high, long, end over, and kick. Myshock will let this one bounce in the end zone. Over his head and bounce in the L of Gaylord in the end zone. So no return. The Maroons will have it going into the wind now as the breeze has picked up. It's 7-6 in favor of Pomona, and here come the Menominee Maroons now. They'll place the ball center of the field. And head coach Chad Brandt has it out there for Tanner Tarkoff. I'd like to thank the Thai Cuisine on 10th Avenue in Menominee. Proud supporter of the Maroons here in the playoffs. So they'll break huddle. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Two receivers to the right, wing to the left side. Handed off to Miller. Clayton double handoff, and Bardosi dropped immediately. Nowhere to go for Dawson. The trenches. It was a battle here in Pomona. Westphalia has a very good line. This is back to the 17-yard line, loss of three. So a loss of three for Dawson. It'll be a second down and 13. The Bruins look to break huddle here. Wing and Bardowski power to the right side. Everyone in tight with a single wing. Nathan Nelson, the blocking quarterback. Oh, the ball's in the ground. It popped out. It looked like it was snapped to the left. The Maroons went to the right. Pauamo says they have it, waiting for the official call, and it's Pauamo ball. Said it before, the Maroons cannot turn it over. And this is their second turnover of the game. Each team now with two turnovers, and we are a minute and a half into this one in the second quarter. So first down and 10, Pauamo Westphalia from the 17-yard line into Menominee territory. They just scored on a 50-yard touchdown pass. The Maroons have had five turnovers all season, two already today. They'll send a receiver and pick it wide to the left side. Terkoff hops out on him. Another receiver up wide to the right. A running back to the left and right of the shotgun quarterback, Ty Thielen. Receiver in motion right to left. Fake the handoff, back to pass. They have a receiver wide open right. Flats touchdown. Wide open was Caleb Bliff, the right end. No one picked him up. Right down to defensive coverage there for the Maroons. A 17-yard touchdown pass after the turnover. And Caleb Blith was wide open. So the turnover goes to a touchdown. And now they get ready to attack on the extra point as they put it back into the Johnson Sewer cleaning end zone. Snap is there, the hold. The kick is up, and the kick is good just inside the left upright. Just like that, Pauamo now on top, 14-6, 10:20 to go, first half.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000.
And find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Well, a 17-yard touchdown pass as Ty Thielen hit Caleb Bliff, the extra point being good. They're now on top of the Menominee Maroons, 14-6, 10:20 remaining here in this opening half. The Maroons fumble, and they capitalize in one play. And we'll have Miller and Mysok back to return this one here for Menominee. As Kevin Hafner is ready to kick this one off, teed up the 40, hand up, and the team is huddled behind him. With it being 14-6 right now in favor of the Pirates. And so they'll break huddle after the whistle blows. Again, Mysok and Miller back to return this one. And here comes the approach. Kickoff very high, short this time. Mysak, a chance to return it from his own five. Here's Jackson running to the center of the field looking for some blocking from Xander. He'll kick it to the 20 and keep it to the 22 where he's brought down. First one there is Brandon Anthony for Pauamo Westphalia. So first down to 10 Menominee. Shy of the 25 to the 24. Looks like it's where they're going to spot this one. With 10:15 to go. And this opening half, according to your Integra First scoreboard. I'd like to thank Lily Hecht from Farbury Insurance, located in Menominee, specializing in home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. So Tanner breaks huddle with the team. Landon Daniel wide to the left. Genesee is off wide to the right. Dawes Bardos is a wing powering the right side. They have their safety way back to the 44-yard line. Hand off Miller. Miller trying to get to the outside. And he spins his way to the 30, brought down. So Clayton Miller will swing his way to the 30. And now we have an injury down below. So an injury down below. Injury timeout. We'll take one as well. Looks like Maroon is cramping. He'll be back after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
She's gotta go. She's really inefficient and she's not very green. You need a brand new furnace. Time to call Zaratsky Extreme. 863-2327.
And back at right here in Classic Hits 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee Marinette, and BayCitiesConnect.com. Injury time with the injured Maroon coming off underneath his own power. And it'll be a second down and four here for the Maroons from the 30-yard line. After that six-yard run by Clayton Miller. Four turnovers in this game already, two on each team, with Pawamu on top by eight. Here again, the Maroons will break huddle. Genesee wide to the right side. Daniel was off wide to the left. Bardowski's a wing power to the right side. Miller and Tanner Terikoff into the backfield here for Menominee. From the right hash, Faith Danup, quick throw left side, has Daniel landing a stiff arm to the 35 in the first down, trying to shed that guy to the 40, and they catch up and they bring him down out of bounds. Move the chains to the Maroons, it's a quick out to Landon Daniel. So we'll spot him to the 40 for a quick 10-yard pickup. Over to Daniel. It'll be a first down and 10, left hash of their own 40. Here come the Maroons. They'll break huddle again. Daniel off wide to the left. Trips to the right. Terikoff and Miller into the backfield here for Menominee. Tanner wants a sweep to the right side. Looking to run is Turk. Turk trying to go wide to the right. He'll cut it up to the 40, and then they'll knock him out of bounds. Shy of the 45 to the 43. So a three-yard pickup for Tanner. His second carry of the game. It'll be a second down and a seven here for the Maroons. Tanner trying to go wide instead of cutting it up and following the block. With that, he had to go backwards a little bit. Still got some positive yardage, but may have gotten a little bit more if he would have stuck in behind Miller. But a second down and seven on the way here. 9:22 to go. Sitting right here in this opening half. Jackson Mysock in at fullback. Clayton stands next to Coach Brandt. Two receivers left. Bardowski's a wing to the right side. In motion is Bardowski from right to left. Tanner wants it around the middle, and Turkoff will take it to the 45. Short gain for Turk. So Turk just a hitter right into the middle for the Maroons. It'll be a third down and five here for Menominee. So a third and five for the Maroons. Ball placed near the right hash of their own 45-yard line. 9 minutes remaining at second quarter. It is 14-6 in favor of Pewamo Westphalia. Nathan Compenter's game gives a play to head to Tanner Terikoff. Got the play from Coach Brandt. Single wing will stay in tight. Power to the right side with Dawson Bardowski. Actually, he's going to go to the left. Mysock wants a sweep to the right. Jackson trying to cut it up now. And Jackson will spin his way near the first down marker. He may be just shy of it. So Jackson Mysock. This is really close to the first down. I think it's going to be fourth down in a few inches. They're looking at the spot right now. Just shy. Right to the 50. Fourth down in the inches. The Maroons line up to go for it here. Pawamo Westphalia, they load up the box. Let's see the push the Maroons can get. Low snap. Mysock can't get it. The Maroons drop on it. The Maroons fumble on the ball. Low snap. Pawamo actually jumped on it. Another turnover on a fumble. Fourth down in the inches. Never got a chance to run the play. So with the fumble, it Then run a play. It's going to be an officially a turnover, not a turnover on downs, because Palomo jumped on it with 8:01 to go. First down and 10, Palomo Westphalia, left hash of the 47-yard line. They already lead this one by 8. Have a receiver up wide to the right side. Another receiver coming my way to the left to Luke Nuremberg. Running back to the right and the left to Ty Thielen, who's out of the shotgun. Thielen awaiting the snap. He has it. He'll keep it. Try to go up the middle. Now bounce to the outside. Terikoff trying to catch him. He cannot. Comp trying to get the edge, and he will force him out of bounds near the 40. It's quarterback keeper. Ty Thielen to the right side. He'll take it to the 40. 7-yard gain for Thielen on the keeper. So second down and 3 from the right hash. The 40-yard line into Menominee territory. Two receivers to the left, one off wide to the right side. Out of the shotgun again, Ty Thielen. As a running back to his left, and Alex Nuremberg. Thielen away to the snap. He has it. He'll hand off Nuremberg up the middle. The Maroons bring him down right away at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Xander Yurkiewicz there and a bunch of Maroons. No gain. So a third down now for Palomo Westphalia, third down and 3. So here's a score update for you. I'll give you after this play here. Third down and 3. Got one receiver to the right, two to the left. Now it's two to the right side. Out of the shotgun is Thielen. Thielen away to the snap. Two-step drop, back to pass, flush out of the pocket. Wants to roll left side. Yurkiewicz giving him chase. Now he'll roll to the right side. Mysak is there. Jackson catches up and throws it down again. Will it be an intentional grounding, maybe outside of the tackles, as he had Maroons laying all over him. There wasn't any receiver near him. Coach Brandt wants another flag. There it is. Intentional grounding again. Because the ball never got to the line of scrimmage. They're talking amongst themselves right now. We'll go down to the field for the call from the official. This is going to put it back to the 38-yard line. A loss of 22. So it's actually a 17-yard sack. And then the 5-yard penalty. Fourth down and long, and they're going to punt it here. Bardowski drops back to the 25-yard line. As they await the punt. High snap, hauled in. We got a foot in it here. And Bardowski's yelling at everyone to run away from it. And it does take a bounce away from him. They'll be down at about the 19-yard line. So they force the first punt of the game after the intentional grounding. So we'll put that down in the book. And here's a score update for you. We've been keeping an eye on the Clinton Schoolcraft game. That's in the other half of the bracket. It is 37-0. However, it's 37-8, I'm sorry. However, it is Schoolcraft leading, not Clinton. The NFHS scoreboard was backwards. So they adjusted it, and it is Schoolcraft on top of Clinton. In Harbor Beach, all over Bark River Harris, 26-0 at halftime in Division 8. Here come the Maroons, first down and 10. Left hash of their own 20-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Terikoff back to pass. He'll float it to the left. Has his man. It's Bardowski. Bardo hauls it to 25, makes a man miss. Takes it to the 30, where he's brought down near the 32-yard line. Good job by Dawson Bardowski with the catch and run for the Maroons. As they set it up to him. To the 32-yard line for a quick 12-yard gain. And here come the Maroons ready to go. Menominee to the line quickly. Hand off to Bardowski. Dawson has nowhere to go. Back to the 30. Double handoff, and Bardo will lose some yards. And so a loss of, well, it's back to the 29-yard line, so a loss of 3 on the run for Bardowski. 4 carries, 5 yards for Dawson. Second down and 13 here for the Maroons. Two receivers to the right, a wing to the left. Terikoff and Miller into the backfield for Menominee. Hand off Clayton. Miller trying to bounce left side. Now he'll cut up and take it to the 31, maybe the 32 to get those yards back. 6:02 to go in this second quarter. They'll give him the 31-yard line. Pickup of two for Clayton. So from the left hash to the 31-yard line, the Bruins will have a third down and 11. Miller exits. Jackson Mysak will enter. With 5:38 remaining on your Integra First scoreboard here in this first half. It is 14-6. Pirates on top of the Maroons. Genesee slot right. Daniel wide to the right. Comp slot left. Another receiver off wide left for the Maroons. Tanner back to pass. Has a screen set up. And it's incomplete, trying to get it to Mysak, who slipped out of the backfield. Low pass, and the Maroons will have to punt it away. So Mysak couldn't haul it in. So fourth down and 10, the Maroons will punt it away. After they had the Pirates punt it away also. With 5:24 remaining here in this first half. So Tanner Terikoff get a foot into it here. With a fourth and 11, left hash their 31-yard line. He's rolling to the right, now he'll put a foot into it here. And they're dropping back, he'll field it to the 40-yard line. Cutting it up left side, now trying to bounce in the middle of the field and hit and brought down by a bunch of Maroons. Near the midfield marker is Caleb Bliss. So Caleb Blythe it is. We'll have the return. It'll be first down and 10. Pawamo now right from midfield. The wind to their back. They're still going right to left here in your Bay Cities radio dial. They'll break Cottle wide to the right side. Brandon Anthony. My way is Blith. Slot left now with Nuremberg out of the shotgun. It's Thielen again. Left hash. Right at the 50. First down and 10. Pawamo. He'll empty the backfield. And they'll want to run directly up the middle. And right there is Henry Dobbins to bring him down. Maybe a short gain. Dobbins got him to 50. But the momentum carried him across the 50. On the quarterback keeper. So second down and 9. Short gain. With 4:50 remaining here in the second quarter. So here come the Pirates. Pawamo Westphalia to break huddle. Wide to the right side. Andrew Chris. Slot left. It'll be Blith. I formation. Coming up behind Ty Thielen. Thielen. Under center. Fakes the pitch out. Back to pass. Has his man wide open center of the field. It's caught again. The end slipped out. The Maroons, Tanner Tierkopf catch up with him and bring him down to the 25-yard line. Again, Trent Piggott. He's just that left end. Just snuck out. To the 22-yard line, they move the chains for a gain of 27. It's his second catch today. He's got 77 yards. So first down and 10 to the 22-yard line, right hash for Pawamo Westphalia, 4:14 remaining first half. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Out of the shotgun again. Here is Thielen. Thielen away to the snap. He has it. Fakes a handoff, wants to keep it himself. Bounce up the middle now. He makes a man miss, cuts left side, and then he's brought down into the 10 to the 7. So Blith and a quarterback keeper actually takes it to the 9-yard line. Pickup of 13 to make it first and goal. He's now over 100 yards rushing on 9 carries. So first and goal to the 9-yard line for Pawamo Westphalia. They lead it by 8 over the Maroons. 3:50 to go, first half. Wide to the right side, Caleb Bliff. Another receiver off wide to the left to Trent Piggott. I formation again for Thielen. Thielen pitch out right side, trying to the edge to Alex Nuremberg. He does to the 5 and he'll take it in the end zone. Pitch out right side for a 9-yard touchdown run. Alex Nuremberg into the Johnson Stewart clean end zone. With 3:33 to go in the first half, it is now 20-6 Pawamo Westphalia. As we wait the extra point, coming here from Kevin Hafner. And Pawano will receive to begin the second half as well. Extra point is up, and it is up in good. Palamo on top of Menominee now by a couple scores. It is 21 for the Pirates, 6 for the Maroons.
Talking about affordable insurance.
Bum, 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 bum.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000
and find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Well, just had a 9-yard touchdown run by Alex Nuremberg for Pawano Westphalia. Their extra point was good. They now lead the Maroons 21-6. We're still close to halftime, 3:33 to go until halftime. I'd like to thank Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEWUP Dental, proud support of the Menominee Maroons, and Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center. Dr. Elnagy and her experienced team wishing the Maroons best of luck. Jackson Mysak and Clayton Miller back to return this one here for the Maroons. As we await the kickoff coming from Hafner. Had a touchback a couple times ago. Now Mysak will let this one go over his head into the end zone again. So first down and 10, Maroons from the 20-yard line. Is where they will head out there to try to get this offense going again. So first down and 10 here for Menominee. Again, ball play at the center of the field from the 20. Maverick Genesee wide to the right side. He'll go slot right, and Daniel will go wide to the right. Bardosi's a wing to the left. Miller and Terkoff into the backfield. Tanner fakes the handoff. Now he'll hand off to Bardosi coming our way to the right. And Dawson, a stiff arm flag will fly as he's brought down for a loss of a yard. That's when you see this penalty flag is going to be. Awaiting to see what the call is. Loss of a yard of the run by Bardowski. We'll send it down to the field. Once we know what's going on, a little conference. It appears to be on the Maroons. Holding on the Maroons. The first flag thrown against Menominee today. So they'd have to be disciplined here. However, 3 turnovers. Menominee in this game. Back to the 10-yard line. First down and 20. So first and 20, right hash of the 10. Two receivers to the left. Bardowski's a wing power to the right side. Terikoff and Miller into the backfield here for the Maroons. Tanner, hands off Miller. Miller hit, popped, dropped down right away. Loss of yards again. So a loss of yardage, a loss of a couple, back to the 8. It'll be a second down and 22 now for the Maroons. So second down here for the Maroons. Two receivers to the right, 2 to the left side. Here's Tanner Terikoff. Away to the snap. Tanner, one-step drop, back to pass, looks left, looks right, cuts up now, bounces to the left side. Now here's Turk, trying to get the edge. Pump fake once, Tanner zips it left side, and it's nearly intercepted, then dropped down, trying to throw on that sideline to find Nathan Comp. The young man would have caught it, he may have been out of bounds, but it's an incomplete pass. As Turk flushed out of the pocket, rolling left. Third down and long now for the Maroons. Third down and 22 from their own 8-yard line, going into the wind, 2:34 to go until halftime. Again, they are down 21-6. And a timeout called here by the Maroons. First time out of the game called. We'll take one as well back after this.
Find the largest selection of durable, cool weather workwear now at Stateline Apparel. The shelves are stocked with new hoodies, long-sleeve tees, flannels, sweatpants, vests, bibs, force and rain defender clothing, work shoes, boots, and hikers for men and women, plus accessories including base layers, heavyweight socks, hats, and gloves. And the kiddos need to stay warm, too. Check out the great selection of Kids Carhartt. Stateline Apparel has the cold weather workwear your family needs in hard-to-find sizes. Visit the Carhartt Warehouse, Stateline Apparel, 10th Street, Menominee.
At Wagner Casper Insurance, they understand the importance of protecting what matters most, offering coverage from 15 different companies in one stop. They provide home, auto, life, health, recreational vehicle, business, and farm insurance. Wagner Casper Insurance is family and locally owned, serving Wisconsin and Michigan since 1967. Give their team a call for free quotes and consultations for the right coverage at the best price at 715-735-9506. Wagner Casper Insurance, your protection, their priority. Visit WagnerCasper.com for more information.
Well, third down and long here for the Menominee Maroons. Pinned back to their own 8-yard line. Third down and 22. With 2:34 remaining until halftime. First time out of the game here called by either team. It's on Menominee. So two receivers to the left. Slot left now as well. Bardowski's a wing to the right side. Tanner all alone into the backfield. Puts Bardowski in motion from right to left. And Tanner wants to sweep that way, looking to pass. Here's Turkoff. He'll step up, flush of the pocket now. He'll want to roll left side. Turkoff wants to keep it. He'll take it to the 20 and step out of bounds near the original line of scrimmage. So Turkoff takes it to the 20. They might give him the 21-yard line. We do give him the 21 for a 13-yard gain, fourth down and 9. So a 13-yard gain for Tanner. That's his fourth carries and 19 total yards. So fourth down and 9. They have to punt it away here again. Tanner will put the foot into it with 2:26 to go here in the second quarter. He'll roll to the right, look around a little bit. Now he'll punt it. And it's a short one, bounces the 40. Now he'll get a maroon bounce to the 45 and roll out of bounds right at the 48 or 49-yard line. So in Menominee territory, it'll be first down and 10, Pawama, Westphalia, with 2:17 to go, and they have three timeouts. This explosive Pirate team, they dominate lines of scrimmage, and they've done that here today against Menominee. Menominee held to 90 total yards in one half of football, but three turnovers. First down and 10, left hash of the 49-yard line. One receiver to the right, another one coming my way to the left side. I formation again. Thielen ducks it down under center. The deep back will be Nuremberg. Spin, pitch out to Nuremberg. Goes off of his midsection. And then Daniel was there to bring him down. He bottled it. Bounced off his midsection. It hit the grass. It bounced right back up to him. And Daniel was then right there to bring him down. Look at him, the forward progress. Still loss of yardage, but it's back to the 43-yard line. He was tackled at the 39. But made the football move back to the 43. Now there's a flag lying down. Let's see what the penalty is. It was a loss of about 7 yards. Yep, so we got him for a 7-yard loss is currently what it is. Waiting for the official call. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Menominee after the play, after you get a 7-yard loss. Cannot have that in a game like this. The Maroons have been guilty of that this season. But it's a big penalty of 15 yards. All the way back to the 41-yard line now. It was back in Pawamo territory, now to the Menominee 41, second down and 3. One receiver left, one to the right side. Pitch out to the right to Nuremberg. He'll want to cut it up. He'll have the first down and brought down right there near the marker. Probably next yard after that across the 40 to the 39-yard line. That right side under 2 minutes now remaining here in this first half. 2-yard gain to the 39-yard line. It's enough for the first down. This tells you how much that penalty really hurts the Maroons, because Palamo, again, don't forget, they get the ball back to start the half, and they're driving right now. First down and 10, right hash of the 39-yard line. Two receivers right, two to the left side. Out of the shotgun again, Thielen. Standing to his left is Nuremberg. Back to pass, Thielen. Two strap drop. He wants to now run left side. Jurkovic trying to get the edge. Got away the hole. No call. But Landon Daniel is going to try to bring him down. And now he does get popped out of bounds. So a gain of some positive yardage. All the way to the 34-yard line. Gain of five. So a 5-yard pickup for Thielen. It'll be a second down and five. All the way to the 34-yard line, left hash. A minute 45, clock stopped as he was knocked out of bounds. Off the left side will be Brandon Anthony. Trips in a bunch to the right. Thielen awaits a snap. Hands off to Nuremberg. He'll try to bounce to the outside. And the Maroons trying to catch a hold of him from behind. And then finally coming up and be Terracott to bring him down. Short gain. Gain of about a yard. Nuremberg on the run to the right. Tanner Terracott brings him down. It'll be third down at about three. And a timeout called down below as he takes it to the 33-yard line for a 1-yard gain. So a 1-yard gain for Nuremberg. Timeout down below, a minute 32 to go. Timeout called by Pawama Westphalia. We're in the first half. The Pirates lead the Maroons 21-6.
Seeking comfort and relaxation in your home? Look no further than Menza & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Menza & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275. Or visit them online at MenzaAndZach.com. Chemstar, quality you can feel.
Third down on the way here for the timeout call by the Pirates. Third down and a four from the 33-yard line. Two receivers to the left. One to the right side, waiting for this play to take place, as now the official is talking to the coaches for Pawama Westphalia on the far side. All the players are ready to roll here. Don't know what the conversation is on the far side of the field. With a minute 37 remaining here in the first half. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Right hatch of the Menominee 33-yard line here for Pawama Westphalia. Thielen out of the shotgun. To his left will be Nuremberg. Thielen awaits a snap. He has it. One-step drop back to pass. Rolls to left side, threw it to his running back, who slipped out of the backfield, Nuremberg, and he traps it in a complete pass. The first incompletion for Ty Thielen. He's now 3 of 4, 94 yards total, 2 touchdowns. Fourth down on the way here. Fourth down and 4. Let's see if the Maroons can stop them. Get the ball here with 92 seconds to go until halftime. Fourth and 4, right hash of their own 33-yard line. In the Maroons' 33-yard line for Pawama Westphalia. They're going to go for the field goal here. This will be a 50-yarder. The ball's in the right hash of the 40 is where it will be placed for the field goal. Snap, the hold, the kick is up, and the kick is just wide to the left. No good. A 50-yard field goal. Had the distance, too. So the Maroons will take over, first down and 10 with a minute 27 to go here in the second quarter. So first down and 10, Menominee. And they'll spot it to the 20-yard line. Center of the field for the 20. So, field goal, no good. Here to the Maroons. I'd like to thank Tri-County Credit Union and the rest of the Maroons, wishing them good luck in today's game. Jack's Fresh Market, fueling busy families and healthy mealtime options. Jack's Fresh Market in Marinette and Menominee. First down and 10, two receivers to the right, two to the left. Here's Terikov out of the shotgun. Now waiting for the snap with Miller to his left side. Tanner, one-shot drop, quick throw over the middle. Has his man, it's caught to the 35-yard line, then knocked out of bounds. Landon Daneu on the far side. So Daneu hauls it in, picking up 5 yards. So again, the Maroons again. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Third down and 5 to the 25-yard line. Terikov hands off Miller. Miller squirts his way forward, and he's brought down after a short gain. So Clayton Miller picks up 3. 7 carries now for Clayton. He's got 11 yards. Here come the Maroons now again. Third down and 2. Back to pass Terikov. Quick throw left side. Has Miller. Miller dropped it. Incomplete. Took a hit, but he dropped it. It's an incomplete pass. He's right there for the first down. It'll be fourth down and 2 now here for the Maroons, as they quickly go 3 and out. So fourth and 2, 36 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Powama Westphalia on top 21-6. Terikov lines up to punt it away. They have one person, Ty Thielen, back to return the punt. And he'll step up and put a foot into it here. Wobbly kick. This will bounce to the 40. Take Maroon bounce to the 40 to the 35 and roll to the 34 to the 33. Compel down it to the 32-yard line. 24.9 seconds remaining until halftime. Maroons go 3 and out. And Powama Westphalia will head right back out onto the field offensively. And keep it here for halftime. We'll run over the stats for you unofficially. It is team and individual stats, with Powama Westphalia on top of Menominee 21-6. Harbor Beach defeats Barker River Harris 40-0 in Alpena. So two receivers to the right, two to the left. Back to pass, Thielen. Thielen wants a step now. Flush out of the pocket. He'll roll to the right side now. And he'll keep it, looking to run. Comp will knock him out of bounds with 17 seconds to go. Pressure was coming, then Comp stretched him out. And it's going to be a gain of about 5 or 6 to the 38-yard line. Gain of 6, second down and 4. So second and 4. Defensive backs playing back for the Maroons. Dylan Beal back at the 45, his own 45. Second and 4 from their own 38-yard line. Pitch out left side. Coming my way is Nuremberg. Nuremberg on the way. He's hitting and dropped down. Inbounds by Nathan Nelson. And this will let the first half expire. Nuremberg gains 2 yards. Well, that'll do it for the first half. Powama Westphalia on top of Menominee here at halftime. They lead it 21-6.
It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind to know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small-town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all-gain, no-pain experience. Bayshore Credit Union, located at 1514 Cleveland Avenue in Marinette. If you live or work in Marinette, Menominee, and O'Connell counties, you can become a member today. Talk to a representative at Bayshore Credit Union or visit BayshoreCU.org.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000.
And find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
The Steel Mill, where every day feels like you're celebrating a big win, supports all local sports, so whether you're catching up with friends, unwinding after work, or the big game, the Steel Mill has the perfect spot waiting. So swing by the corner of County B and County W in Peshtigo any day of the week, 11 a.m. to close. The kitchen is open 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily and until 9 p.m. on Fridays for fish fries. Follow the Steel Mill on Facebook for more.
And here comes our members stepping into Integra First Federal Credit Union looking confident and ready for action.
They make a quick move to the teller. Textbook transaction there, Jenna.
But wait, what's this? They're heading back to the loan officer's desk.
That's a surprise play if I've ever seen it. I think they're going for the loan.
And it's approved! What a game changer.
That's how you win with Integra First Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Upers favorite time, hunting season. Menominee Industrial Supply has generators ready to power up camps, blinds, or be a backup with gas and propane fuel options. Snow is a hunter's friend, but not for your spouse at home. Pick up a new Aaron snowblower that will make both of your lives easier. Electric start, easy turn technology, and different sizes to fit any user. Call Menominee Industrial Supply today at 906-863-5526 or visit Menominee Industrial Supply at 1112 26th Ave, Menominee.
Little Nugget Food and Spirits proudly supports the Menominee Maroons. Best of luck on winning another state championship. And celebrate Thanksgiving a day early this year with Little Nugget. Let them dazzle your taste buds with turkey, ham, and the Fixings Buffet Wednesday, November 26th from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Reservations appreciated. Call Little Nugget at 906-864-4653. Little Nugget Food and Spirits, County Road 338 in Wallace.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
You know she's getting older. She creaks and roars and groans. She's been here 20 years now, but now she's gotta go. She's really inefficient, and she's not very green. You need a brand new furnace. Time to call Zeratsky Extreme.
863-2327.
863-2327. Zeratsky Extreme.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000
and find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Well, it's halftime here from Gaylord High School. The Menominee Maroons found themselves in a hole, down 21-6 here at the half in the state semifinals to the Pirates of Pauamo, Westphalia. The Menominee Marching Maroons down entertaining the fans here at halftime. And I'd like to thank Lessandrini Vocational Services, proud supporter of high school athletics. You can check them out on Facebook. That's Lessandrini Vocational Services. Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops. Proud supporter of the student athletes and wishing the Maroons a successful postseason. And the Thai Cuisine on 10th Avenue in Menominee. Proud supporter of the Maroons, wishing all of them best of luck here today. All right, let's break it down now for you. We'll start off first with the Pirates of Pauamo, Westphalia. Leading the way for them rushing is Ty Thielen, their quarterback. He has 11 carries for 118 yards. Alex Nuremberg, their running back, 10 carries for 28 yards only, but a touchdown. Ty Thielen passing is 3 of 4, 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. Trent Pickett has 2 catches for 77 yards and 1 touchdown. And Caleb Blythe has 1 catch for 17 yards. That was a touchdown.
So 146 rushing yards, 94 passing yards. They had a couple intentional groundings. One of it was counted as a 22-yard sack. Another one was a 17-yard sack, and they actually added five more yards onto that. They also turned the ball over twice, an interception and a fumble. 32 plays for 201 yards of offense for Pomona Westphalia. Two penalties totaling 10 yards. For the Menominee Maroons, rushing, leading a ball carrier is Tanner Tirikoff, four carries for 19 yards. Clayton Miller has seven carries for 11 yards. Dawson Mardowski, four carries for 5 yards. And Jackson Mysak had a 5-yard carry as well. Tanner passing is 7 of 11 for 72 yards and an interception. Landon Daniel has 4 catches for 43 yards. Dawson Bardowski has 2 catches for 17 yards. And Nathan Kopp has a 12-yard catch also for the Maroons. They're penalized twice for 25 yards, but 40 rushing yards, 72 passing yards. It's 112 yards of offense on 34 plays. However, 3 turnovers, 1 interception, and 2 fumbles. One of the fumbles was a 4th down. Never had a chance to get the play off because it was a low snap. The other one was a missed snap as well on the Maroons. So 5 turnovers all season, then 3 and 1 half of play here in the state semifinals. If you remember last year in the regionals, no turnovers. Well, I shouldn't say no, but minimal turnovers all season, and then 5 turnovers in the regional final game last year. So you need to play clean football at this level. Right now they find themselves in a hole, 21-6. Let's give you the game summary here. Nathan Kopp had an interception at the 5:50 mark at the 4-yard line. Actually, he picked it up the goal line. They jumped to the 4-yard line as Pomona was driving, and after the Maroons went 4-0 on their first series, they turned it over on downs. The Maroons drove it all the way down, but then they picked off a pass at the 2:22 mark, so no scoring there. And then Nathan Nelson recovered a fumble the next play later, as Nathan Nelson jumped on it after Landon Daniel stripped it. And then scoring to the 2:10 mark, a 4-yard touchdown run by Clayton Miller. The extra point was a line drive, but blocked, officially we'll say. But the Maroons were on top 6-0 at that point at the end of the first quarter. Then it was 21 unanswered points put on the board by Pomona Westphalia. A 50-yard touchdown pass as Ty Thielen hit Trent Pickett, just threw that one up in the air and got a hand on it and hauled it in. Extra point was good as they went up 7-6. The Maroons then fumbled it right back on the next play with a 10-30 mark, and then they punched it right in right away 10 seconds later. A 17-yard touchdown pass, Thielen hit Caleb Blythe, who snuck out of the backfield, or from his end position, I'm sorry. Extra point was good as they took the lead officially 14-6. The Maroons then fumbled it again at the 8:01 mark. Pomona Westphalia jumps on it at the 3:33 mark in the game. A 9-yard touchdown run by Alex Nuremberg. The extra point was good. They went up 21-6 in the second quarter. They attempted a 50-yard field goal but sailed wide to the left. And that was it for scoring in the first half. Halftime here, 21-6. I'd like to thank Lily Heck, the Farm Bureau Insurance, located in Menominee, specializing home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEWUP Dental supporting the Maroons. And Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center, Dr. El Naji and her staff, wishing the Maroons best of luck. Well, halftime here, slowly winding down, so let's take a quick look around the state of Michigan and see what they have to say, or look around at the state, and we'll come back with your second half. All after this on Classic Hits 103.7 and at BayCitiesConnect.com.
One of the four S's, sportsmanship, takes center stage at summits throughout the state. And catch all the finals action in person or on the NFHS Network. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. All 16 11-player semifinals on Saturday can be seen on the NFHS Network. That's after all 32 regional finals were available last week. And next week, all 8 11-player finals will be on the network. Both 8-player finals will also be on, as will all 3 divisions of Lower Peninsula girls swimming and diving. And from quarterfinals on, all volleyball matches will also be on the network. If you can't be at a game, watching on the NFHS Network is the next best thing. A monthly subscription is $13.99, and annual passes are available for $79.99. Michigan is near the top of the country in terms of number of events available on the network, number of viewers, and number of schools involved. More than 600 schools in the state are on the NFHS Network. And with winter sports already starting, there will be thousands of basketball games available, as well as competitive cheer events, hockey games, wrestling matches, and more. To subscribe or find a game, go to nfhsnetwork.com. There has been an increasing number of spam links to games on social media channels. Don't click those. Just go to nfhsnetwork.com to stream all of the action from Michigan. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Fremont won its first ever volleyball regional championship. The Packers won in five sets over Fruitport to advance to the quarterfinals. C.J. Sadler scored four touchdowns for the second straight week as Cass Tech knocked off Saline 42-28. One of Sadler's scores was a 70-yard pick six. And to the Montebello Mustangs eight-player football team, down 28-8 at halftime in the semifinals to Norway, Montebello scored 24 straight to win 32-28 and advance to their first ever state title game.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Before the match begins, a volleyball team takes the court wearing super stylish brand new jerseys. The libero is in a bright neon top, but two other teammates also have the same neon sleeves. At first glance, it looks like multiple liberos are on the floor. As a referee, you must check carefully. Under current NFHS uniform rules, the libero's jersey must clearly contrast from all other teammates in color, design, and trim. Accessories like sleeves or leggings are permitted, but they cannot confuse the identification of the libero. In this case, because the libero's jersey color is the same as the teammate's sleeve color, the contrast is not sufficient, and the coach must correct it before play begins.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA believes four core values are at the heart of educational athletics: sportsmanship, scholarship, safety, and scope. All play vital roles in the development of students striving for the ultimate S, success in life long after they've left our hallways. More than 700 students and faculty attended one of our four sportsmanship summits earlier this month. They heard from speakers, collaborated in breakout sessions, and participated in a session developed and instructed by the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. Attendees came from 64 different high schools across the MHSAA's membership, and summits were held in Lansing, Troy, Traverse City, and Kalamazoo. Each summit was interactive, fast-paced, and hands-on. Student groups at each summit finished the day by creating a sportsmanship campaign to take back to their own school. And it's our hope that by attending a sportsmanship summit and sharing that message with others at their school, that positive displays of sportsmanship will be more evident at MHSAA events. For more, please go to MHSAA.com and look for sportsmanship resources. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Well, halftime winding down right here in your Bay Cities radio dial. The Maroons just came out of the locker room, got onto the field with 34 seconds until we get ready to kick off this second half, and Pomona Westphalia will receive to begin this one. Again, they lead it here at halftime at 21-6. It is final in the other half of the bracket. Schoolcraft defeats Clinton 43-14. In Division 8 in Alpena, Harbor Beach has defeated Barker Harris 40-0. So the Maroons down right now 21-16 to get something going. The line has been the troubles for Menominee. When you look at it, the line creates holes and creates opportunities, and Ty Thielen has been taking advantage of it through the air and on the ground for Pomona Westphalia, as he got 94 passing yards and 118 rushing yards. And we'll have to wait and see the changes that will take place here in this second half. The winner to Ford Field
next Sunday, 8:30 Central Time in the morning is the kickoff. That's right, it's an early one. The Maroons make it to state. You can keep up with everything MHSAA on social media. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, video highlights, and high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect to the MHSAA every day. And three turnovers for the Maroons in the first half of play here today. They had five all season. They've created two turnovers themselves in this one, but unable to really sustain anything offensively here in this one with 6 points up there on the board. They just put three more minutes up there on the clock. I was wondering if they're going to do that or not, but they do. So the thing, Tri-County Credit Union wishing number 74, big junior Henry Dobbins, and the rest of the Maroons best of luck here today. Jack's Fresh Market, fueling the busy families with healthy mealtime options to stay on top of your game. Jack's Fresh Market, a fresh approach to quality and savings in Marinette and Menominee. Les Andrini Vocational Services in Marinette, a proud supporter of high school athletics. You can visit them on Facebook, Les Andrini Vocational Services. And best of luck from everyone at Kane Power Sports, your local Polaris, Kawasaki, Premier Pontoon, and Toro dealer. Good luck, Maroons, from Kane Power Sports. Some participating sponsors that we have here in this playoff game. All right, we're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, on the second half for you, all after this.
On Main in Marinette, proudly supports high school sports. Enjoy live music with the best crowd around, featuring Bubba Lewis Trio, Courtney Polson, Beachfront Avenue Duo, Asphalt Gypsies, One Dan Man Band, Safe Sax, and more. Seats fill up fast, so come early to grab a table, enjoy delicious food, and get ready for great live performances. And the best part, no cover charge. Follow the Lodge on Main on Facebook for more information and details on all their live events. The Lodge on Main, 1333 Main Street, Marinette, where everybody knows you're on Main.
And back at it right here in Classic Hits, 103.7. Just a quick time out there. And so you're ready to get back into action. Pawama Westphalia. And their white jerseys, all white, white pants. Blue helmets with their pirate logo on the side of the flag. And the Maroons in their all maroon, white numbers, traditional white helmet. So Pawama Westphalia will travel left to right here in your Bay Cities radio dial. To begin the second half, Clayton Miller tees it up at the 40-yard line. Back deep we have Thielen and it looks like Anthony. So here comes Clayton. A little bit of a breeze to his back to try to kick this one off. So right into the 40-yard line. Let's get the second half underway here. 21-6, the Pirates lead the Maroons. Here comes the approach. High end over end kick. This is going to be fielded at the 4-yard line. 5-10, left side 15-20, and knocked out of bounds near the 25-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Pirates. Let's see what the Maroon defense has done for adjustments down below. Blake Posh forced one on that kickoff. But here comes Pawama Westphalia. They'll spot it to the 22-yard line left hash officially. Well, keep your eye on again. Ty Thielen. Right before the snap, he lowers his body, so he's lower than the line of scrimmage. That's how he controls the ball. He's going to go into power eye. Got a receiver left and a receiver to the right side. The deep back is Nuremberg. Thielen, quarterback keeper right up the middle. The Maroons are right there. Oh, the ball may have popped up there. See, he was down. He does gain a yard, maybe two. Just a quarterback keeper, just like Manton in the first game. Short gain. To the 23. Jackson Mysak credited with the tackle. So second down and 9, left hash still. And they'll break huddle. Brandon Anthony wide to the right side. Two receivers to the left. Out of the shotgun here is Thielen. Nuremberg stands to his right side. Thielen awaiting the snap. He'll have it. He'll want to run right in the middle. The Maroons right there. Henry Dobbins. And here comes Tanner Terkoff. They'll clean the garbage. He'll blow it dead. Henry Dobbins was right there for the Maroons. Big play there. Loss of yardage. Back to the 21-yard line. Loss of two. Cobb trying to get the team on the fans on their feet here. Third down and 11. Wide to the right side. Anthony, slot right as well. Two receivers to the left. Here's Thielen out of the shotgun. Two-step drop, looking right, and wants to run to the right side. Mysak is there. Here's Nelson. Bring him down. Right to the line of scrimmage. The Maroon defense makes a stand to start this one. Fourth and 11. Doss Bardowski will drop back to midfield to return this one. Menominee fans on their feet. Big student section here for Menominee today. The snap, they'll get a foot into it here. Bardowski is going to run up on it, try to field it at the 45-yard line. He'll pick it up, trying to make a man miss. He's holding on to his shirt. And now the flag flies in. They're just going to blow it dead. Bardo has nowhere to go. Flag flies into 50. Bardowski brought down to the 43, we'll say. They're going to throw the flag back to the 43. So we can see the penalty flag is going to be. So, three and out for Westphalia to get the Maroons the ball back. Let's see if they can get one in here and get this momentum back on their side. Personal foul, face masking penalty on Pawama Westphalia. Big penalty there to help out the Maroons. That's how they're trying to bring down Bardowski. ...15-yarder to the 42-yard line. First down and 10, left hash of the Pawamo 42-yard line here for the Maroons. Two receivers right, Bardowski a wing to the left side. Bardo goes in motion, they're going to hand it up to Dawson. He's trying to get the edge to the right side. Miller blocking, he'll cut it up now to the 40. Here's Bardowski to the 30. Bardowski brought down to the 28-yard line. Big kick out blocked by Clayton Miller. He fouled him. They cut it up. Gets a nice gain on first down. The 28-yard line. A 14-yard pickup for Dawson Bardowski. Here come the Maroons. First down and 10, right hash. Genesee, slot right. Daniel Y to the right. Hand off to Miller, left side. Clayton hit and brought down to the 32 for a loss of yardage. Getting right through there is Luke Paxton. Wrap him up and bring him down for a loss of about four. Back to the 32. Fighting hasn't been able to get anything going here today. Not time yet. 9 minutes remaining. Third quarter. They're down 21-6. Pawama Westphalia on top of the Maroons. Bardowski wide to the right side. Slot right Comp. Slot left Genesee. Wide to left is Daniel. Here's Mysak and Tirkoff into the backfield. Third down and 13. Fake the handoff. Tanner wants to keep it. Now Tirkoff goes up the middle and take it to the 26. Fake the handoff to Mysak, who went to the right. Tirkoff then ran to the left to the 27-yard line, picking up 5 yards. So third down and 9 here for the Maroons at the Pawama Westphalia 27-yard line. Tanner Tirkoff on team, they break huddle. Trips to the right in their bunch. Left side will be Landon Daniel. Mysak and Tirkoff into the backfield here for Menominee. Fake the handoff. Quick pass over the middle. Has the man. Kopp, one-handed grab to the 10. Breaking tackles to the 7 and brought down. What a snag by Nathan Kopp over the middle. Put his big paw up there. Pound that brought it in. Move the chains for the Maroons. Kopp takes it to the 8. First down and 10, Menominee. First and goal from the 8. Here they go. Two receivers left. Wing to the right side. Hand off. Mysak. Mysak will take it to the 5. Be brought down there. Had a big hole to the right and cut it left. Missed the hole, but he does get 3 yards for Jackson Mysak. All the way to the 5-yard line now. 19-yard completion previously from Tanner to Comp. And here goes Menominee now. Second and goal from the 5. Genesee slot left. Daniel wide left. Bardowski wing to the right side. Tanner hands off Mysak. Jackson cuts it up now. Mysak trying to get the edge. He'll be brought down after a gain of a few. Third and goal now for the Maroons. Mysak takes it to the 3 for a 2-yard gain. Third and goal for the Bruins. Miller comes back in. Mysak will leave. Again, third and goal from the 3-yard line. 6:59 remaining, third quarter. The Maroons down 21-6. Wing formation in tight, power to the left side. The box is loaded up. Miller wants to go to the right. Now he'll cut it up, and Clayton dives close to the goal line. Is he there? Waiting for the call. Touchdown, Menominee! Miller's second effort with the plane. And from 3 yards out, he puts it in. 6:46 to go, third quarter. Good start to the half for these Menominee Maroons. 40-7, 3-0 on Pomona, Westphalia, then getting the ball back and marching it in and putting points on the board. Right into that Johnson sewer cleaning end zone. Give Kenter Deanna a call, 715-732-0427 for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. Two-point conversion on the way here. Wing formation in tight to the left side. Tanner flips back to Bardowski. Dawson, throw to the right side. Got it. It's good. He'll find Daniel. Trick play there. Float it to Dawson. Dawson floats it to Daniel. Two-point is good. <laughs> 21-14. The Maroons within seven. 6:46 to go. Third quarter.
Do you need a different vehicle but can't get financing because banks and car loan companies won't cooperate? Good news! If you have steady income and can afford easy weekly payments, Auto Credit Center will give you the credit you need and the vehicle you deserve. We've been doing just that locally for 30 fun-filled years. That's a long time and a lot of cars. Don't let past credit mistakes put you in a pinch. At Auto Credit Center, financing's a cinch. That's the Auto Credit Center, 10th Street, Menominee, 863-8288. Follow us on Facebook.
Well, a 3-yard touchdown run for Clayton Miller, the Menominee Maroons, and Dawson Bardowski just hit Landon Daniel for the 2-point conversion to pull within a 7. Pomona Westphalia 21, Menominee 14, 6:46 to go, according to your Integra First scoreboard here in this third quarter. I'd like to thank Perks Cabinetry, your local specialist in residential and commercial cabinetry and countertops, probably supporting all the student-athletes. The Thai Cuisine on 10th Avenue in Menominee, wishing all the students and the Maroons safe and successful postseason on and off the field. Here's Miller, teed up at the 40-yard line to kick it off. So Clayton's approach. High, a little shorter, end over and kick from the 8-yard line. Stumbling, but maintaining his balance to the 10, hit and running into a bunch of Maroons. I'm trying to bounce outside, brought down to the 27, maybe the 28-yard line, that far side. Now there's Nuremberg on that return. Blake Posh in the tackle for the Maroons. Getting a little dark here in Gaylord. They might have to light the candles pretty soon. First down and 10 from the 27-yard line is where they spot it from the left hash. The Pirates will break huddle. Wide to the right side, coming my way is Brandon Anthony. Got a receiver to the left also. Out of the shotgun is Thielen, running back left and right of Thielen. Observing the Maroon defensive front. He'll duck down, take it, hand off, trying to bounce to the right side of the 30, cutting up now 35 of 40, and block to the 45. A sidestep for Nuremberg. Nuremberg now will be hit and brought down near the 35. Rather, they're trying to strip it from him, and they cannot. A big gain on first down. They bottled the middle, and Nuremberg went to the outside. They cleared the edge all the way to the 35. So a first down for Pomona Westphalia after a 38-yard run for Alex Nuremberg. So first down and 10, right hash, the Maroon 35-yard line. One receiver left, one to the right side. Same formation out of the shotgun, Thielen. Running back left and right. Thielen, he's looking to run. Now he'll bounce to the left side. Around the edge, takes it to the 25 to the 20. Flags fly for a hold, then he'll take it in the end zone. But this one's definitely coming back. Yep, they will bring this one back. Penalty flag line on the 22-yard line. You can see it from here. You can see the flag fly right where it was as Dylan Beal's shirt is pulled all over from his shoulder down to his elbow. So waiting for the official call down below. So taking a lot of time in this. He'll pick up the flag and run it back. And then he'll turn on his microphone to issue it up here. It'll be a penalty back to the 32-yard line. All in all, it's like a 3-yard game, but a 10-yard penalty. So it's a replay first down also, but it's first down and it's 7 now from the 32-yard line left hash. 5:50 remaining, third quarter. 7-point lead for Pawama Westphalia on top of Menominee. They have it to the Maroon, 32. Left hash, will break huddle here. Wide to the right side, Brandon Anthony. And now an official will run in and have a conversation. I think he wants to double check the situation here. Oh, they're going to put 8 more seconds in the clock because of the penalty. Or when it happens. So 5:49 on the clock. So here we go. Anthony wide to the right side. Another receiver off to the left. Slot left also. Out of the shotgun, Thielen. First down and at 7 from the left hash of the Menominee 32-yard line. Thielen wants to run right at the middle. And Dandy was right there to hit him in the backfield and bring him down. He squirted his way forward. Might have got a yard out of the deal, but Landon Daniel came right through to bring him down. To the 31-yard line, a gain of a yard, but Landon Daniel right there, nice tackle. So second down and 6 now left hash of the 31-yard line. One receiver left, one to the right side, power eye formation. Now Thielen will drop back. He'll put a running back to his left and right. The left one is Alex Nuremberg. The right is Luke Nuremberg. Handoff, trying to bounce to the right side, and a Comp is right there, and they hit him and bring him down to the 30. Short gain. Comp turned him in. Nathan Nelson came up and cleaned up the garbage. Cross the 30 to the 29 for a gain of 2. Mysock was there actually to get credited for the final tackle, but it is a third down and 4 now to the 29-yard line. So third and 4, big down here. Wide to the left side to Andrew Chris. Another receiver coming my way, wide to the right side, Brandon Anthony. Keep an eye on Trent Pigott. He's their left end. Their right end this time now. Eye formation. Thielen pitch out left side to Nuremberg. The Maroon trying to spring him out. Daniel's going to chase him. They knock him down for a loss out of bounds. On the far side, loss of yardage on third down. It'll be a fourth down situation now for Pawama Westphalia. Their kicker has a leg. He missed a 50-yarder in the first half. Let's see what they do here. Spotting the ball back to the 31-yard line, a loss of 2. Into the win, fourth down and at 6. Left hash of the 31-yard line into Menominee territory. They line up to go for it here. Got a receiver wide left side to Brandon Anthony. Trips to the right in their bunch. Thielen out of the shotgun. Again, fourth down, left hash of the Maroon 31. Thielen back to pass, bootlegging to the right side. Pressure now coming. He airs it out, center of the field, jump ball situation. It's up and it is picked off by Terkoff in the end zone. Tanner wins the battle. Picked off the end zone for Tanner Terkoff. Went up high against Pickett. And it's a turnover. The Maroons turn them back. 4:22 to go, third quarter. First down and 10, Menominee. From their own 20, center of the field. Pressure was on, feeling from all angles. He just threw up a prayer, heaving it down the center of the field. Turk goes up hard and gets it. Back to the Maroons, 4:22 to go again, third quarter. 21-6, Pawama Westphalia on top of Menominee in the state semifinals. Genesee slot left, Daniel wide to the left side. Menominee going right to left on your Bay City's radio dial. Bardowski a wing to the right. Terkoff and Miller into the backfield here for the Maroons. Bardo goes in motion. Hands off to Dawson trying to get the left edge. Bardo makes one man miss. Cuts it up now. Stays in bounds. Lowers the shoulder and steps out to the 25-yard line. Dawson Bardowski, nice little run. Steps out to the 26-yard line. Picking up 6 yards. Second down and 4 here for the Bruins. Ball placed left hash. Clock stopped, 4:14 remaining, third quarter. Wing in tight with Dawson Bardowski favoring the left side. Miller, Tirkoff into the backfield. High snap. Clayton hauls it out with one hand, pushes the pile forward, brought down shy of the first down to the 29. A little high snap. Clayton grabs it with one hand and goes up the middle, picking up 3 yards. So left hash, the 29-yard line. Just need to get to the 30 to keep control of this one. Under 4 minutes to go now, third quarter, third down and a yard. Nathan Nelson has a call, runs it into Tanner Tirkoff after he has it from head coach Chad Brandt. Here in the Maroons as they break huddle. Kawama Westphalia loads up the box. Everyone in tight, wing left side. Here's Miller at the middle. Clayton Miller spins his way forward to forward progress. He should have the first down. Should be right on the line, but just needed to get to the 30-yard line. And they do move the chains for the gain of a yard. Clayton Miller gets the first down for the Maroons. Right on the 30-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Maroons will break huddle. Single wing formation will favor the left with Dawson Bardowski. Everybody in tight from that left hash. Tanner spins, looking to pass now. Can't find Daniel. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, rolls to the right side. Tanner wants to keep it and run now. He'll step up and just throw it away. He zipped it down the sideline, though, and actually was knocked out of bounds. He had Daniel, but couldn't see him right away. Down in the right flats, and it's incomplete. Trying to find Maverick Genesee. But it will go incomplete, and it will be a second down and 10 now here for the Maroons. Ball play still, left hash, up their own 30-yard line. Clayton Miller runs into play now from head coach Chad Brandt. And Tanner will give it to the rest of the team here. And they will break huddle. Single wing formation will stay in tight. Power to the left side with Dawson Bardowski. Down to the 3-point stance, he sets things. Here's Tirkoff, the run now. Tanner trying to bounce the outside, a stiff arm. They're going to bring him down by the jersey to the 29-yard line for a loss. Just couldn't get to the edge. And it'll be a third down. So a loss of a yard for Tanner. But a big third down on the way here for momentum for the Maroons. Try to keep it on their side. Third down and 11. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Tirkoff away to the snap. Genesee goes in motion from left to right. Tanner, one step drop. Quick throw to Daniel, and it's up and tipped to the line. And nearly then intercepted. It was Tip trying to find Landon. And it will be an incomplete pass. So a fourth down for the Maroons. So I have to punt this one away. So a little bit of a breeze to their back. And Tanner will be the punter here. Fourth down and 11. Need to get to the 40 for the first down. Dropping back is going to be Alex Nuremberg to try to return this one. So here comes Tanner. Snap is there. He'll step up and put a foot into it here. High spiral kick. Nice one here. Nuremberg is backpedaling. Goes over his head to the 20, to the 10. Need to get there before it goes in the end zone. It stops the one and down to the one. Dawson Bardowski down into the 1 yard line. He dove onto before it hit into the end zone. What a punt by Tanner Tirkoff. Big bounce and roll to pin the Pirates back. All the way to the 1 yard line. 2:08 to go, third quarter. What a play by Bardo to hustle it down. It's inside the one, just across the goal line. 2:08 remaining, third quarter. 7-point lead, Pawama Westphalia, 21-14. Pirates had to play from head coach Jeremy Miller. And they'll break huddle here. Wide to the right side. Brandon Anthony got another receiver off to the left. I formation. Coming up behind Ty Thielen. Thielen ducks it down under center. And timeout called by Pawamo. So Pawamo Westphalia takes a timeout right before the snap. Timeout Pirates, 2:06 to go. Third quarter, back after this.
Stop into Colonel K's Pasties, where they've been serving the Bay Cities area and voted best pasty for 16 years in a row. They have a huge variety to fit any craving. Beef, ham and cheese, beef with rutabaga, breakfast pasties as well. You name it, they have it. Plus, they've been voted having the best soup for 6 years. So don't delay. Grab yourself the area's best pasty and soup from Colonel K's today. And don't forget to check their Facebook for daily specials as well. Remember, that's Colonel K's Pasties at 1229 10th Street, Menominee.
Well, the Menominee Maroons have the Pawama Westphalia Pirates pinned down back inside their 1 yard line after the punt from Tanner Tierkoff that was down by Dawson Bardowski. First down and 10 from the one. They just took a timeout here, so they have two remaining. The Pirates have two left. One receiver to the right, one to the left side. I formation on the way, coming up behind Ty Thielen. The deep back is Nuremberg. Thielen ducks it down under center now. Couple hard calls. He changes things to line now. He'll duck it right back down. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Pyle moves forward a little bit, but minimal gain. Brought down for a progress to the five. Just a push directly up the middle. So Jackson Mysak on the tackle. He'll take it to the, yep, they'll spot it right to the 5 yard line for a 4 yard gain. So the 4 yard pickup. Up the middle. Henry Dobbins has to come out, his helmet popped off. In there to replace him. Driving Crawley. Out of the shotgun. They're going to hand it off. Nuremberg trying to get the left side now. Cutting it up now. Has a first down brought down to the 15-yard line. Nathan Nelson brings him down. Dylan Beal over there as well. Dobbins goes back in. Taking it to the 15-yard line. They'll hold for a 10-yard gain. First down and 10. Pirates, a minute 40 to go. Third quarter. They lead it by 7 over the Maroons. Left hash of their own 15-yard line for Pawama Westphalia. Again, the winner of the state championship at Ford Field in Detroit next Sunday. The Maroons, the only team left to represent the Upper Peninsula, with Bark River Harris going out earlier today, 40-0 to Harbor Beach. One receiver left, one to the right side, out of the shotgun. Spin, handoff, give it to Nuremberg. He's going to be hit, and the pile still moving, trying to bounce left side, but then he's brought down shy of the 20. So Nuremberg picks up 3, maybe 4 yards. All depends on the spot. They'll spot on the 24. I'm sorry, the 19, not the 24. I'm 5 yards off. So Alex Nuremberg picking up 4. Second down and 6. Under a minute remaining here in this third quarter. I mean, this may be the last play here in the third. And they'll break huddle. Brandon Anthony goes wide to the right side. Man to the slot to the right also. One receiver to the left. Here's Thielen out of the shotgun. Thielen wants to run left side, trying to bounce to the outside. Giving him chases. Comp. Comp will run him out of bounds as he crosses the 25 to the 26-yard line for a first down. So he'll run out of bounds, and the clock will stop with 27 seconds remaining. They'll give him the 27-yard line for an 8-yard gain. So an 8-yard pickup for Ty Thielen. And it's first down and 10. One receiver to the right, one to the left side. Under center, they'll set things up. It'll be Thielen. Thielen with a power eye formation coming up behind him. He'll spin, pitch out left side. Trying to get the edge and hit and pop it down right away. Short gain for Nuremberg again. Maybe a short gain. Actually, just might have got the line of scrimmage. And this will all get ready to possibly end the quarter here. No gain, no loss for Alex Nuremberg. And they're down to 5 seconds and heading towards their sidelines. So 3 quarters in the books. The Maroons score the only touchdown in the second half to pull within 7. We'll have 12 more minutes left in the state semifinal game. Who will punch their ticket to Ford Field? It's 21 for Pawama, Westphalia, 14 for Menominee.
Find the largest selection of durable, cool weather workwear now at State Line Apparel. The shelves are stocked with new hoodies, long sleeve tees, flannels, sweatpants, vests, bibs, force and rain defender clothing, work shoes, boots, and hikers for men and women, plus accessories including base layers, heavyweight socks, hats, and gloves. And the kiddos need to stay warm too. Check out the great selection of Kids Carhartt. State Line Apparel has the cold weather workwear your family needs in hard to find sizes. Visit the Carhartt Warehouse, State Line Apparel, 10th Street, Menominee.
At Wagner Casper Insurance, they understand the importance of protecting what matters most, offering coverage from 15 different companies in one stop. They provide home, auto, life, health, recreational vehicle, business, and farm insurance. Wagner Casper Insurance is family and locally owned, serving Wisconsin and Michigan since 1967. Give their team a call for free quotes and consultations for the right coverage at the best price at 715-735-9506. Wagner Casper Insurance, your protection, their priority. Visit WagnerCasper.com for more information.
Well, the fourth quarter is here. Second down and 10 for Pawama, Westphalia. Left hash of their own 27-yard line. One receiver left, one to the right side. I formation, Thielen under center. Fake the pitch out. Back to pass. Wants to set it up. Airs it out. Center of the field. Has a man out there, and it's Piggott. He calls it in. Beal trying to catch up from behind, and he will not. And he takes it to the touchdown. Aired it out on the left sideline. They did it before when the wind is to their back. Piggott had two steps on the defender, hauled it in, and it's a long touchdown, 73 yards. First play of the fourth quarter. The Maroons had them pinned back inside the one, and it goes into a 73-yard touchdown. His second of the game for Trent Piggott. They'll line up for their extra point. Snap is there. The hold. Kick is up, and the kick is good. Just like that, the answer. It's 28 now for Pawama, Westphalia, 14 for the Maroons.
Seeking comfort and relaxation in your home? Look no further than Menza & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Menza & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275 or visit them online at MenzaAndZach.com. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
And back at it right here in Classic Hits, 103.7 FM, WHYB, Menominee Marinette, and at BayCitiesConnect.com, a 73-yarded touchdown pass as Ty Thielen just hits Trent Piggott. And the extra point is good. Doubling up the Maroons now, 28-14. As they had on the second down and 10. And now they're getting ready for the kickoff here. Miller and Mysok back to return this one. 10 seconds into this fourth quarter. And here comes Kevin Hafner to try to kick this one off here for the Pirates. And the approach. High end over end kick to the 2-yard line. It's going to be Mysak. Mysak looking for some blocking. He'll take it to the 15, tripped up to the 16. Couple Pirates streaking in on a Mysak. So a short gain for Jackson. And here come the Maroons, now pinned back at their own 16-yard line in the right hash. So 11:45 remaining, 28-14 in favor of Pawama, Westphalia. The big 73-yard touchdown moments before. Hopefully it's not the backbreaker against these Maroons. We need to get the offense rolling here. First down and 10. They'll break huddle. Two receivers to the left. Ethan Kopp will go wide to the right side. It's now three receivers to the left. And we'll mix it up a little bit here. Genesee, slot right. Kopp will go wide to the left. Now we have bunches of the trips to the right. Kopp and Tirkoff into the backfield. Play clock is on him. Tanner has it. Back to pass. Turk. He'll step up. Quick zip. Center of the field has Bardowski. Bardowski caught it on his knee for the first down, though. He slid his way forward to the 29-yard line. So a 13-yard completion for Tanner to Dawson. Here come the Bruins ready to go. One receiver left, one to the right side. Bardowski a wing to the right. Here's Tanner, back to pass again. Wants to step up, throw it left side. The receiver fell down, and it's overshot everyone. Looks like a cramping receiver. Fell down to the 40 right when he threw it. So the pass will be incomplete. And a Pauma Westphalia player is trying to stretch out the cramp of the Maroon. So an incomplete pass. And we'll have a stoppage of play down below with 11:29 remaining on your Integra First scoreboard. Yeah, the Pirates put it back into the Johnson-Sewer clean end zone before. Give Kent or Deanna a call, 715-732-0427 for all your sewer and drain cleaning it needs. The winner of this one will head to Ford Field next Sunday, 8:30 in the morning Central Time, to take on Schoolcraft. Schoolcraft defeated Clinton today, 43-14. I'd like to thank Lily Hecht of Farm Bureau Insurance, located in Menominee, specializing in home, auto, life, commercial, and farm insurance. Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEWUP Dental proud support the Menominee Maroons. And Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center, Dr. El Naji and her experienced team wishing the Maroons best of luck. So the injured Maroon with a cramp is coming off underneath his own power. With trainer Andrew Shaver right there. He's waddling off, and it will be a second down and 10 after that incomplete pass. And a nice 13-yard completion to Bardowski before to set that one up. So still waiting for him to make his way off the field. This is the only game going on, I believe, right now in the state of Michigan. All the other games started at noon Central Time. We got to start an hour later. Which is nice. That extra hour helps out a lot in making this trip. So the Maroons break huddle. Mysock wide to the right side. Slot right, Genesee. Dawson Bardowski's a wing to the left side. Miller and Tirkoff into the backfield. Second down and 10. Bardowski goes in motion left to right. They want a quick throw it over to Dawson. Bardo wants a throw now. Has his man. It's Kopp. Nearly had it, but it was knocked away from behind. Good coverage down there by Pauma Westphalia. A little trickery there. Alex Drysdale, a sophomore, was there. And batted it before it got to Comp. So an incomplete pass. Trying to find Comp. And it'll be a third down and 10 now for the Maroons. So a third and 10 coming up here. And the Maroons will break huddle. Genesee wide to the right side. Schultz slot left. Bardowski a wing to the right side. Tarikoff has it. Back to pass Tanner, surveying the field. Center of the field, throws over the middle, has Bardowski. Bardowski hauls it into the 49-yard line of the first down. Nice pass from Tanner to find Bardowski right over the center. A laser across the line to the 49. They'll spot it right to the 50 for a 21-yard completion. So a 20-yard completion to Bardo. Here come the Maroons now, first down and 10. Trips to the right side. Nathan Kopp will go wide to the left. Miller and Tarikoff into the backfield here for the Maroons. They'll empty the backfield. Tanner back to pass. Looks right. Throws left. Has Kopp. Kopp to the 45-40. Here's Nate Kopp, 35-30. Nate Kopp to the 25. They catch him and bring him down. Shy of the 20-yard line. Nathan Kopp hauls in with a nice catch and run. All the way to the 20-yard line, a pickup of 30. Comp's third catch today. First and 10, Menominee, left hash of the Pauma Westphalia 20-yard line. Just under 11 minutes remaining here. Two receivers left. Bardowski's a wing to the right side. Tanner, away to the snap. He has it. Hands off. Miller, big hole, Clayton. He'll take it to the 10, be brought down there. Clayton Miller. For the Maroons. They'll move the chains, first down and goal. Menominee ready to go. Two receivers left. Bardowski a wing to the right side. Tanner takes the handoff. Quick throw over the middle. He has his man. Caught. Did he hold on to it? Waiting for it. Touchdown, Menominee! Dawson Bardowski! from 10 yards out, hauls it in. Right back into the Johnson sewer cleaning end zone. You have Kent or Deanna a call, 715-732-0427, for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. Landon Dinu comes back in. The Bruins looked to go for the two-point conversion here. Here comes Tanner Terkoff as well. They will break huddle. One receiver left, trips to the right side. Tanner and Miller into the backfield. In motion, Bardowski left to right. Tanner back to pass. Pressure coming. He'll throw it left side against his body, and it's up, and it is going to be intercepted. So the two-point conversion will fail. So it's an eight-point differential right now in favor of Pauwama, Westphalia. 10 minutes, 44 seconds to go. Pauwama 28, Menominee 20, according to your Integra First scoreboard.
It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind and know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all gain, no pain experience. Bayshore Credit Union, located at 1514 Cleveland Avenue in Marinette. If you live or work in Marinette, Menominee, and O'Connell counties, you can become a member today. Talk to a representative at Bayshore Credit Union or visit BayshoreCU.org.
Well, a 10-yard touchdown pass as Tanner Terkoff hits Landon Bardowski. They go for the two-point conversion. It failed. Well, they strike again. Six more points, pulling them to within a one-score game. It's an eight-point deficit right now. Pauwama, Westphalia 28, Menominee 20. Division 7 state semifinals here in Gaylord. And Clayton Miller will kick it off from the 40-yard line. I'd like to thank Tri-County Credit Union. They want to support these Menominee Maroons, wishing them best of luck. Jack's Fresh Market, fueling busy families with healthy mealtime options. Fresh approach to savings. Marinette Menominee, Jack's Fresh Market. Here comes Clayton to kick it off into the wind. He'll get a foot into it here. Short end over end kick from the 16-yard line. 20, trying to bounce the middle of the field. Can't get there. Brought down shy of the 30. And that was Alex Nuremberg on the return. So first down and 10, Pauwama, Westphalia. From the left hash of the 30-yard line, officially, is where they're going to spot this one. With 10 minutes and 30 seconds remaining, the Maroons defense is going to try to stiffen air. They've done a pretty good job, but some big plays have hurt them. Forcing three turnovers, but the Maroons three turnovers themselves. From the left hash to the 30, one receiver to the right, one to the left side. Out of the shotgun. Again, it's Thielen. With the running back to his left and a running back to his right. Thielen awaiting the snap. Taking a lot of time. Directing some traffic, he has it. Fakes handoff, wants to run to the right side. Cuts up center of the field now. Cut away, Genesee trying to bring him down. And Maverick will catch him at the 49-yard line where he's brought down. Nice hole up the middle. So Ty Thielen takes it right to the 50. Comp is credited with the tackle. Genesee turned him in, but a 20-yard gain on first down. So first down and 10, left hash, the midfield stripe with 10:14 remaining. Running in the play, Andrew Chris, a sophomore here for the Pirates. And he'll go wide to the right side. Two receivers coming my way to the left. Out of the shotgun again, Thielen of the running back standing to his right side. Thielen awaiting the snap. He has it. Delayed handoff. Bounce to the right side. Nuremberg hit and brought down back inside the 45. Henry Dobbins, Nathan Nelson, Nate Kopp, they're all there for the Maroons. Back inside the 45 to the 44-yard line, a loss of six. Alex Nuremberg goes backwards. So second down and at 16 now for Westphalia, Pauwama, Westphalia. Right hash of the 44-yard line, their own 44. One receiver right, one to the left. Running back left and right out of the shotgun, Thielen. Thielen has it. He'll fake the handoff, keep it himself, try to skirt the middle. Xander Yurkowicz is there to bring him down. Might have got to the line of scrimmage. So Ty Thielen on the keeper. Xander Yurkowicz right there. And it will be a third down and at 16 from the 44-yard line. 8:38 remaining. Menominee down by 8. One receiver right, one to the left side. Again, out of the shotgun, here's Thielen. Running back left, running back to the right. Thielen awaiting the snap. Again from his own 44. Back to pass. He wants to step up, throw it center of the field. It is up, and it is going to be batted incomplete. Good coverage by Maverick Genesee. Genesee broke it up. He went above Caleb Bliff to try to pull it in, and Genesee knocks it down. Good defense from Mav, and it's a fourth down and a 16 with 8:19 remaining. Dawson Bardowski will drop back to return this one from the 20-yard line as they get ready to punt it away. The wind to their back. The Maroons will be going into the wind. And flags will fly. It looks like Pauma Westphalia jump. Tanner is pointing that way. Procedure penalty on Pauma. So this will put it back to the 39-yard line. Fourth down and 20. Fourth and 21. Here's Bardowski now standing on his own 25-yard line. Oh, snap, he'll pick it up. Good effort into a nice, towering, booming punt. This will bounce to the 10 and go into the end zone for the touchback. That was a boot. Well, that wind, it's enough to make some things happen, and the Maroons are going to be going into it here. After the 20-yard run by Ty Thielen, the Maroons shut him down, and now they're having the offense in the field, first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line for Menominee. Again, 8 minutes, 11 seconds remaining here in the state semifinals. It's 28 for Pauma Westphalia and 24 Menominee. Tanner Tierkopf has a call from head coach Chad Brandt, and the Maroons will break huddle. Posh slot right, wide to the right side. Looks like it's Daniel. Wing to left and Dawson Bardowski. It's actually Genesee slot right. Bardowski goes in motion, handoff to Dawson. Dawson trying to get the edge of the right side. He does the kick out by Miller. Nice block, Clayton. Here's Bardowski to the 30. Knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Another nice block by Clayton Miller to seal the edge. Dawson Bardowski to the 35-yard line for a pickup of 15. And the Maroons are ready to go right away. Two receivers left. Bardowski's a wing to the right side now. Tierkopf back to pass. Rolling to the left. He'll step up now. Flush out of the pocket. Wants to roll left side. Here's Tanner. Wants to keep it and run it himself. And he'll run out of bounds near the first down or near the original line of scrimmage on the far side. Might have stepped out shy to lose a yard. Couldn't find a receiver downfield. And does lose a yard on that scamper to the left. 7 carries for Tanner, only 22 yards rushing for him. Leading rusher for Menominee is Dawson Bardowski, 7 carries for 40 yards. Jackson Mysak comes in. Clayton Miller will exit, 2nd down and 11. Left hash of their own 34-yard line. Trips to the right. Bardo is in that bunch with Genesee and Daniel. Kopp is wide to the left side. Tanner, handoff, Mysak. Jackson trying to bounce it forward. Jackson breaking tackles and takes it to the 40. 6-yard run for Jackson Mysak. He's got 16 yards now rushing on 4 carries. 3rd down and 5 for the Maroons. 7 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. 8-point deficit for Menominee. They're chasing the Pirates right now. Left hash to the 40-yard line. Trips to the right. Comp is wide to the left. Trips, actually no, Comp is my way to the right side. Daniel is off to the left. Here's Tanner with a 3rd and 5. Back to pass, quick throw, left side, has his man, Daniel for the first down to the 50, stays in bounds. Oh, they're going to say he stepped out of the 50, either way, it's a first down for the Maroons. They move the chains, picking up 10 yards. did that spin move, and his heel must have hit the sideline on the far side. It's a 10-yard completion over to Landon Daniu. First down and 10, Menominee, left hash of the midfield stripe. Two receivers right, Bardowski, a wing to the left side. Here's Tanner, handoff Clayton, double handoff to Bardowski, and Dawson goes up the middle to take it to the 48. Might give him the 40, 47, we'll have to wait and see. Dawson Bardowski just gains two. And it'll be a second down and 8 now for the Maroons to the 48-yard line. Ball placed left hash in Pirate territory now. Under 7 minutes remaining. Genesee slot right. Daniel wide to the right side. Bardosi wants to go to the right also. Trips to the right. Comp wide to the left. Tanner back to pass. One step drop. Quick throw left side. Has the man. It's Comp. Comp hauls it in. Has it first down to the 40. In the Comp 35-30. Here's Nate Comp to the 20. Comp to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Menominee. Nathan Comp. Maroons to within 2! 48 yards for the Maroon senior! What a run for Nate! What a pass from Tanner! 6.5 to play. The Maroons within 2 from tying the game. Work's not done. Need to put these in there. Here we go for the two-point conversion. Single wing in tight, power to the right side. Miller. It's actually Turkoff. Turkoff throws it left side. Leading over the pylon. Did he get there or not? They're going to say he's just shy. Thought he broke the plan, but he did not. Trying to stretch for it. It was a fake to Miller. Tanner quick threw it left side. It was caught by Daniel, and Daniel couldn't break the plane. Two-point conversion fails. Menominee down by 2 with 6.5 to go. And the officials are talking right now, but either way, it's a touchdown. The Maroons put it into the Johnson Sewer Cleaner end zone. Give Kent or Deanna a call, 715-732-0427, for all of your sewer and drain cleaning needs. 6:30 to go. That's Menominee fans on their feet. We're not going to take a break. 6:30 remaining on your Integra First scoreboard. We'll have Clayton Miller to try to kick this one off. ...213 yards now passing for Tanner Terkoff. 99 yards receiving and a touchdown now for Nate Comp. And Clayton Miller will try to kick this one off. 6.5 to go, but they're facing a two-point deficit. The first extra point of the game was blocked on a line drive extra point attempt, and they've been chasing and going for two the rest of the way. So Miller has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Here comes Clayton's approach. Into the wind. Short end over and kick, angling the left side to the 15-yard line. 20, bouncing to the right side, then brought down crossing the 30-yard line about the 32. So here comes the Maroon defense heading back out onto the field. The winner again to the state finals at Ford Field next Sunday. First and 10, right hash of the 32-yard line for the Pirates of Pewama, Westphalia. They have two timeouts left. The Maroons have all three of theirs left. They'll break huddle here. Receiver left, receiver to the right side, out of the shotgun again. It'll be Thielen, running back left and right. Thielen away to the snap, he has it. Delayed handoff, trying to get to left side. Xander Yerkwich will trip him up, bring him down for a loss inside the 25. They gave it to Nuremberg. Yurko was right there. It's going to be a loss of 7. And we have an injured Maroon down below with a cramp. with an official timeout down below. Second down and at 17, back to the 25-yard line here for Pauma, Westphalia. We'll take a quick break. Come back after this.
And here comes our member stepping into Integra First Federal Credit Union looking confident and ready for action.
They make a quick move to the teller. Textbook transaction there, Jenna.
But wait, what's this? They're heading back to the loan officer's desk.
That's a surprise play if I've ever seen it. I think they're going for the loan.
And it's approved! What a game changer.
That's how you win with Integra First Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Youper's favorite time, hunting season. Menominee Industrial Supply has generators ready to power up camps, blinds, or be a backup with gas and propane fuel options. Snow is a hunter's friend, but not for your spouse at home. Pick up a new Ariens snowblower that will make both of your lives easier. Electric start, easy turn technology, and different sizes to fit any user. Call Menominee Industrial Supply today at 906-863-5526 or visit Menominee Industrial Supply at 1112 26th Ave, Menominee.
Little Nugget Food and Spirits proudly supports the Menominee Maroons. Best of luck on winning another state championship. And celebrate Thanksgiving a day early this year with Little Nugget. Let them dazzle your taste buds with turkey, ham, and the Fixings Buffet Wednesday, November 26th from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Reservations appreciated. Call Little Nugget at 906-864-4653. Little Nugget Food and Spirits, County Road 338 in Wallace.
Well, the injured player walking off underneath his own power here for Menominee, but a second down and at 17 for Pauma, Westphalia, back to their own 25-yard line. That's the Menominee fans on their feet here. One receiver right, one receiver to left. Out of the shotgun again, it's Ty Thielen. Man in motion from right to left. He'll have it. Fatana back to pass, has his man open center of the field, airs it out, and they're battling for it. It's going to be caught. Should be a flag for an offensive pass interference. Piggott is still dragging him around. He threw off Dawson Marnowski when the ball was in the air. How is that not an offensive pass interference? The Maroon coaches are livid on the sidelines, all the way down to the 27-yard line. Piggott threw off Bardowski, who was in terrific coverage. And it took three Maroons to bring him down inside to the 27-yard line. First down and 10, Pauma, Westphalia. One receiver, two receivers now left. One to the right side. They want to sweep to the left with Thielen. Thielen cuts it up, and the Maroons will bring him down. No, maybe a loss. Oh, the ball popped out. The Maroons say they have it. They're waiting for the call. They're going to say it was dead. Short gain of one. 5:17 remaining. Again, they have the wind to their back. So second down and nine, left hash, the 27-yard line. Leave it just a minimal gain on that last run. Two receivers right, two to the left, all alone in the shotgun is Thielen. Man in motion, Nuremberg. They're going to hand it off to him. He's going to try to sweep to the right side. No, they're not. It was a fake, and it's going to be hit. Brought down for a loss is Thielen. Faked out everybody. He went to give it to him, and he pulled it from him. He loses a yard. Third down. Thielen on the keeper, losing two. Oh, he got a terrific spot. Still lost yardage. Got a tough spot. Back to the 29 is where they're going to spot this one. Loss of two. So third down and 11. One receiver left, one to the right side. Out of the shotgun again, Thielen. Running back left, running back right. Right hash to the 29-yard line. Thielen, one step drop, back to pass, pump fake once, once aired out on the left sideline, pulling a Maroon, and it's incomplete. Genesee was all there in coverage, but the receiver was pulling Genesee by his jersey from behind. No flag, but it's incomplete, it's 4th and 11. Coach Brandt still livid, as he has every right to be. His jersey was nearly pulled off. The official's right there. Incomplete pass. fourth down and 11. Timeout, Pawama, Westphalia. 3:47 remaining. 28-26. The Pirates on top of the Maroons.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
Well, timeout down below, call by Pawama Westphalia. They're facing a fourth down and 11, right hash of the 29-yard line into Menominee territory here. Big play coming up here for the Menominee Maroon defense as they are down by two. They will break huddle. Two receivers left for the Pirates. Out of the shotgun, it's Thielen. Standing to his right is Alex Nuremberg. Menominee fans on their feet here in Gaylord. Back to pass, bootlegging left side. Throwing over the middle, and it's L incomplete. Overshot everybody. Genesee in coverage again. Trying to find Caleb Blith. They turn it over on downs. Incomplete pass. 3 minutes, 43 seconds away from the Division 7 state title game. Menominee down by two. 28-26. Left hash of the 29-yard line. The Maroons will start their own 29. Miller, Bardowski, and Tarikoff have the call from head coach Chad Brand. They're bringing it in now to the rest of the team. This is what it's about. High school football at its greatest for the trip to Ford Field on the line. The Maroons break huddle. Trips to the right. Comp one-on-one wide to the left side. Miller and Tarikoff into the backfield here for Menominee. First down and 10. Again, left hash, 29-yard line. Handoff, Clayton. Miller up the middle. Miller across the 30. Bulls his way to the 32, maybe the 33-yard line. So Clayton Miller up the middle for the Maroons. Picking up 3 yards to the 32. Actually, we're going to give him the 33-yard line. Again, a 4. 4-yard pickup for Clayton. Second down and 6 here for the Maroons. One receiver left, one to the right side. Tanner Tierkopf back to pass. Pumping once or Turk. Quick throw over the middle left side. It's up and it's incomplete. Little pine intended receiver Landon Daniel broken up nicely by Pawama Westphalia on the far side. Third down and 6 on the way here. So third and 6 from Gaylord. 3 minutes, 6 seconds remaining. Menominee, all their timeouts remaining. Right, left hash of the 33-yard line. So third down and 6. Big third down here. Need to get some yardage. Two receivers to the right. Two to the left. Tarikoff and Miller awaiting the snap here for Menominee. Tanner back to pass. Bootlegging to the right side. Looking right now. It's a tuck it. Maybe will he run. He's rolling to the right. Quick throw. Has his man Clayton. Clayton to the 45 for the first down to cross midfield. And Miller spins his way to the 45. Into Pawama Westphalia territory. Shy of the 45 to the 46-yard line. 21-yard gain for Tanner to Clayton. Clayton's first catch of the day. First down and 10, Menominee. Right hash of the 46-yard line in Pirate territory. 2:48 remaining. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Miller, big hole right side. Miller to the 40. Clayton Miller dives his way to the 37-yard line. Clayton Miller up the middle for the Maroons. They gave him the 38-yard line. Gain of 8 for Miller. Second down and 2 here for Menominee. 2:25 and ticking. Menominee down by 2. Danu wide to the left. Genesee slot left. Slot right comp. Wide to the right, Bardowski. Tanner, give it to Miller again. Clayton slipped and fell down. Loss of a yard. Clayton slipped and fell down. Back to the 39-yard line. Loss of a couple. Third down for the Maroons. Third down and 3. to the 39-yard line, right hash, in Pirate territory. Slot left, Genesee. Daniel wide to left. Dawson Bardosio, wing power to the right side. Miller and Terkoff into the backfield for the Maroons. Hard count. Couple hard counts again for Tanner. Tanner will step back, and they'll call a timeout with a minute and a half remaining. 90 seconds left. First timeout of the game, or of the half, called for the Maroons. They are down by two, 28-26. Going into the wind. Menominee fans on their feet. The winner again to the Division 7 state championship game in Ford Field. That will be next Sunday. Schoolcraft awaits the winner. They won earlier 43-14 over Clinton. Again, Menominee, the only team left representing the Upper Peninsula, with Bark River Harris losing earlier today to Harbor Beach 40-0. That's in Division 8. We're sitting here in Division 7 with a timeout down below. Called by the Maroons and head coach Chad Brandt, looking to dial something up here. They need to get the ball to the 36-yard line to move the chains and keep control of this one. But the clock now at 90 seconds left. Three turnovers in this game on the Maroons. Three also on Pawama Westphalia. Third and three. Here come the Maroons. Landon Daniel wide to left. Maverick Genesee slot left. Slot right comp. Wide to the right side, Dawson Bardowski. Clayton Miller and Tanner Terkoff into the backfield for Menominee. Here's Tanner. One step drop. Back to pass. Rolls to the right side. Terkoff wants to keep it. Terkoff has a first down and stepping out of bounds. Terkoff moves the chains to the 35-yard line. Good awareness for Tanner. So the 4-yard pickup for Turk. First down and 10 for Menominee. Right hash of the 35-yard line. A minute 26 remaining. Tanner has a call from head coach Chad Brand. They'll break huddle. Single wing formation. Power to the left side. Genesee slot right. Daniel wide to the right side. In motion, Bardowski. Flags fly. The vicinity of the procedure penalty on the Maroons. March them back 5 yards. They're going to sweep with Bardowski. Back to the 40-yard line. Third penalty of the game only on Menominee. A minute 25 remaining. The Maroons again down by two. Right hash now of the Pawama Westphalia 45-yard line. Clayton Miller has a call from Coach Chad Brand. He'll run it in now for the Maroons. And they will break huddle. Genesee slot left. Daniel wide to the right. They go trips in their bunch formation left side. Tanner awaiting the snap. He has it. Fake down off to Clayton. Back to pass. Looking right now. Rolling left side. Tanner flush out of the pocket. He'll look to step up. Heave it down the sideline right side. It's up and it is picked off and dropped. Oh, nearly intercepted. Tried to run it to Daniel down that right sideline. It was underthrown. Nearly intercepted, but then it was dropped. Oh, big break there for the Maroons. But a second down and 15 now. A minute 16 remaining. Clock has stopped. Again, right hash of the 40-yard line in Pirate territory. Second and 15 here for the Maroons. They will break huddle here. Comp wide to the left. Trips to the right side of the Bardowski, Genesee, and Daniel. Tanner, back to pass. Quick throw over the middle. It's Comp. Lateral over to Miller. Miller trying to get the loose ball. There's a pick in the hook and ladder. And luckily, Clayton dives on it. Tried to do the hook and ladder, but it'll be a third down and 14 for a 1-yard completion. So third down and a 14 now for the Maroons. Two receivers right. One to the left. Tanner Tirkoff back to pass. Pressure now coming. He'll heave it down the center of the field trying to find Bardowski. Bardowski was leveled. Flag will fly for defensive pass interference. He tried to come back for it. They knocked him down. This is a big turning point. 38 seconds left. Let's wait and see. Another penalty lane right next to it. They're going to talk it over. The pass was intercepted. Bardosi came back for it, and he was lit up. Waiting for the official call. Pass interference on Pawama Westphalia. First down, Menominee, 38 seconds left, 2-point deficit for the Maroons. They will spot the ball on the 24-yard line because it's a 15-yard penalty. First down and 10, Menominee, left hash, the 24-yard line of Pirate territory. Receiver left, receiver right. And now we have a timeout called, I believe, by Pawama Westphalia. They do take a timeout. The last one for the Pirates. What a game with a trip to the state semifinals on the line. 38 seconds remaining. The Maroons down by two. Ball placed center of the field at the 24-yard line. Pass was underthrown. Again, they're going into the wind here. It's a slight breeze. Bardowski was open. He came back for it. The safety lit him up. It was picked off by a different defensive back who then went down right away, but flags were thrown immediately. Bringing us to the situation here where it's first down and 10, Menominee. We're not taking any breaks. We're keeping it right here with the Maroons down by two. They had an extra point blocked in their first touchdown of the game. Moved a two-point conversion twice, and that failed also. There's your difference. Big Menominee crowd on hand here at the neutral site of Gaylord, Michigan. First down and 10. Danu wide to the left. Genesee wide to the right. Bardosi's a wing power to the right side. Miller and Terikoff into the backfield. Tanner away to the snap. He has it. One step drop. He'll look right. Quick throw. A fade. Left side. Has a man. Caught, bobbled, and dropped. They knocked it away. Nearly hauled it in down that left side was Landon Danu. Incomplete pass. It'll be a second down and 10 with 33 seconds left at the 24-yard line. Tanner checked right, looking that way. Then he threw the fade to the left side. Broken up on that far side. Little bobble that did hit Daniel, but he couldn't control it. Daniel wide to left. Bardosi wing to the right side. Genesee is wide to the right. Miller and Terikoff into the backfield here for the Maroons. Tanner, two-step drop, back to pass, pressure coming. He'll throw it on the right side, that has Bardowski. Dawson just shows up, holds it, touchdown, Menominee! What a grab for Dawson Bardowski! Extends high in the air, the Maroons have the lead! What a play, what a throw, what a catch! Backs out of the end zone! Touchdown, Maroons! As Braden Daniel does the worm on the sideline. Menominee on top, 32-28. Not done yet, though. 26 seconds left. Menominee on top, 32-28. That's how you put it into the Johnson Sewer Cleaning end zone. Two-point conversion on the way. Wing formation in tight, part of the right side. Tanner back to pass. Has Mav. Overshot Mav. Incomplete. Two-point conversion is no good, but the Maroons have the lead. They are 26 seconds away from the state championship at Ford Field. No timeouts left for Pawano Westphalia. They will have the wind to their back. This is a potent offense, though. Anything can happen. They have quick strike capabilities, some big receivers, and a fantastic quarterback in Ty Thielen. Clayton Miller will tee it up at the 40-yard line. 26.4 seconds remaining. Menominee on top, 32-28 here in Gaylord in the state semifinals. Menominee fans on their feet. The Pirates in shock on the other side of the field. Clayton ready to kick it off. The very dangerous Alex Nuremberg back deep to receive it. Here goes Miller's kick. Squib kick, center of the field, bouncing, big bounce, field of the 30-yard line. They're trying to bounce to the right side now to the 40 and be brought down out of bounds. Near the 40-yard line, 21 seconds remaining. 21 seconds from the Division 7 state championship here for the Menominee Maroons. Right hash of the 40-yard line for Pauwama Westphalia. Again, they have no timeouts left. The Maroons, they have two left. The Pirates will break huddle. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Thielen out of the shotgun. Flags will fly, they may have jumped. Procedure penalty on the Pirates. So first down in at 15. It doesn't matter. We have 20 seconds left in the clock. 20 seconds remaining. Two receivers right, two to the left. Thielen, away to snap. Back to pass, pump fake once. Flush out of the pocket, wants to roll left side. Quick throw, and it's incomplete, hit from behind. 16 seconds remaining. Yurkiewicz was giving him pressure. Second down. With 16 seconds left, in Menominee on top by 4, 32-28. Chance of Maroons. Big student section here for Menominee. Big adult section. People on their feet all around Gaylord High School Stadium. Two receivers right, two to the left. 16 seconds remaining. Thielen out of the shotgun. Back to pass, quick throw over the middle. It's up and incomplete, nearly intercepted by Dylan Beal. Actually, it was Maverick Genesee nearly picked it off. It was maybe even tipped and shaded off, and it drops incomplete. Third down with 14 seconds remaining. Both teams undefeated. Menominee 12-0. Pauwama Westphalia 11-0. The top two teams in the state in Division 7. Down to the final 14 seconds and third down. Two receivers right, two to the left side. They will jam Pickett at the line. Back to pass, Steely. Quick throw over the middle up. Intercepted by Maverick Genesee. The Menominee Maroons are going to Ford Field. What a game for Mav. Ending with a pick. Genesee picks it off. Goes down immediately. 11 seconds remaining. The Maroons are a knee away. Mav saw the route, he jumped in, picked it off. First and 10, Menominee. Victory formation coming up for the Maroons. Chance of UP power in the background. Tanner, the knee, it's over. The Menominee Maroons will be in Ford Field on Sunday, 8:30 in the morning, is kickoff. What a game here from Gaylord High School. The Maroons take the lead with 26 seconds remaining, and Maverick Genesee seals it with an interception. It's final, Menominee 32, Pauwama Westphalia 28. We're taking a break. Your post-game show is coming up.
Wagner Casper Insurance, they understand the importance of protecting what matters most, offering coverage from 15 different companies in one stop. They provide home, auto, life, health, recreational vehicle, business, and farm insurance. Wagner Casper Insurance is family and locally owned, serving Wisconsin and Michigan since 1967. Give their team a call for free quotes and consultations for the right coverage at the best price at 715-735-9506. Wagner Casper Insurance, your protection, their priority. Visit WagnerCasper.com for more information.
Seeking comfort and relaxation in your home? Look no further than Menza & Zach Heating, Cooling, and Sheet Metal, your elite Tempstar dealer. With their complete range of Tempstar systems, staying comfortable is effortless. Plus, customers can enjoy an additional 2-year no-hassle replacement limited warranty. Make Menza & Zach your first and only call for all your home comfort needs. Call 715-732-1275 or visit them online at MenzaAndZach.com. Tempstar, quality you can feel.
It's good for your wallet to save for the future and peace of mind and know your finances are secure. Thanks to Bayshore Credit Union's big bank conveniences, small town atmosphere, and competitive loans for cars, recreational vehicles, and homes, achieving financial wellness is an all gain, no pain experience. Bayshore Credit Union, located at 1514 Cleveland Avenue in Marinette. If you live or work in Marinette, Menominee, and O'Connell counties, you can become a member today. Talk to a representative at Bayshore Credit Union or visit BayshoreCU.org.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000.
And find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
The Steel Mill, where every day feels like you're celebrating a big win, supports all local sports, so whether you're catching up with friends, unwinding after work, or the big game, the Steel Mill has the perfect spot waiting. So swing by the corner of County B and County W in Peshtigo any day of the week, 11 a.m. to close. The kitchen is open 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily and until 9 p.m. on Fridays for fish fries. Follow the Steel Mill on Facebook for more.
And here comes our members stepping into Integra First Federal Credit Union looking confident and ready for action.
They make a quick move to the teller. Textbook transaction there, Jenna.
But wait, what's this? They're heading back to the loan officer's desk.
That's a surprise play if I've ever seen it. I think they're going for the loan.
And it's approved. What a game changer.
That's how you win with Integra First Federal Credit Union.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Youper's favorite time, hunting season. Menominee Industrial Supply has generators ready to power up camps, blinds, or be a backup with gas and propane fuel options. Snow is a hunter's friend, but not for your spouse at home. Pick up a new Aaron snowblower that will make both of your lives easier. Electric start, easy turn technology, and different sizes to fit any user. Call Menominee Industrial Supply today at 906-863-5526 or visit Menominee Industrial Supply at 1112 26th Ave, Menominee.
Little Nugget Food and Spirits proudly supports the Menominee Maroons. Best of luck on winning another state championship. And celebrate Thanksgiving a day early this year with Little Nugget. Let them dazzle your taste buds with turkey, ham, and the Fixings Buffet Wednesday, November 26th from 4:30 till 7 p.m. Reservations appreciated. Call Little Nugget at 906-864-4653. Little Nugget Food and Spirits, County Road 338 in Wallace.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See the Twin City Service Agency, 10th Street, Menominee.
You know she's getting older. She creaks and roars and groans. She's been here 20 years now, but now she's gotta go. She's really inefficient, and she's not very green. You need a brand new furnace. Time to call Zaratsky Extreme.
863-227.
863-227. Zaratsky Extreme.
Everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Call Affordable Insurance today at
864-5000
and find out why
everybody's talking about affordable insurance.
Well, it is final here. The Menominee Maroons are heading to Ford Field in dramatic fashion from Gaylord High School. 32-28 is the final. I apologize for extended time out there, but it's just so much a celebration and excitement up here. All my scribbles, trying to add it up, looking at the game summary, just what a game. A phenomenal game here, and the doubters were there, especially what was happening in this game. But what the Maroons did in the second half is what you need to do to be a state championship caliber team, and they proved it to here today. They are going to the finals to take on Schoolcraft next Sunday. It is a 8:30 Central Time game from Ford Field in the morning. Don't forget, it's AM and not PM. It's 9:30 Eastern Time, so the boys are going to have an early start on Sunday, and it should be a good one at that. Let's give you the game summary here. I'm going to put my crowd mic back out to the field because the celebration is still happening down on the field. A lot of maroon and gold, and I sent a message to Booster Club member Nikki Matthews. She wants to come up here. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on in planning because these guys, they are going to Ford Field next week, and there's going to be a lot of fundraising taking place and booking and planning and buses and fan buses and the band going down, and it's wild. It's wild. All right. Let's give you the game summary here. First quarter, Pomona Westphalia was driving as the Maroons went 4-0. Their first series, they went for it on fourth down. They got a yard, but it was just shy. They turned it over on downs. Pomona Westphalia drove it all the way down to like the four-yard line. After a 52-yard run, set up a pass play a few plays after the 52-yarder by Ty Thielen. But Nate Comp picked off the pass by Thielen. And actually, yeah, I have the pick here. Yep, there it is. Have it in my book here. Actually, no, I didn't have that one. He had three interceptions here today. Got to update that one. Just an exciting day. When Comp picked off that pass, there was nothing happening there. But then the Maroons drove. Then Pawano Westphalia picked off a Tanner Tierkoff pass. And then the next play, Nathan Nelson recovered a fumble after Landon Daniel stripped it. And Nelson recovered the fumble at the 2:15 mark in the first quarter. And then the next play, the Maroons got the first points of the game. A four-yard touchdown run as Clayton Miller ran it in. But then the extra point was blocked. The Maroons went on top 6-0 at the end of the first quarter, and that blocked extra point really set the tone for the Maroon touchdowns the rest of the game, having to go for two and chase points. Into the second quarter, it was a 50-yard touchdown pass as Ty Thielen hit Trent Piggott. Their extra point was good as they took the lead 7-6 at the 11:09 mark in the second quarter. On the next possession, the Maroons fumbled it. And then one play later, it was a 17-yard touchdown pass as Thielen hit Caleb Blith. Their extra point was good as they really took the lead, now going on top by two touchdowns, 14-6. At that 8:01 mark, the Maroons fumbled it again. Pomona Westphalia jumped on it. Then they struck at the 3:33 mark in the second quarter on a 9-yard touchdown run. Alex Nuremberg had that. Extra point was good as they went on top of the Maroons by a couple touchdowns, 21-6 at that point. And at the end, they went for a 50-yard field goal that sailed just wide to the left. It was good with the distance, but just wide to the left, no good. And that brought us to our halftime score again, 21-6. As we head into the second half, Pomona Westphalia, they have deferred to win the toss, so they will start with the ball in the second half, and that's key for the Maroon defense to try to come up and stop them, and they do right away in the first half, and they grind out an offensive series. So with 6:46 remaining in the third quarter, Clayton Miller had a 3-yard touchdown run. They went for the two-point conversion, and Dawson Bardowski threw the two-point conversion to Landon Daniel to pull the Maroons to within 7, 21-14. Then they had a jump ball situation for Puama Westphalia. An interception, though, by Tanner Terkoff as he won the battle for a turnover on them to end the third quarter. Menominee down by 7, 21-14. And then we're in for a shootout in the fourth quarter. 10 seconds into the fourth, after having a big loss, they then had a bomb, a 73-yarder, as Ty Thielen hit Trent Piggott. Extra point was good as he doubled up the Maroons 28-14. However, we are not done. The Maroons then strike on a 10-yard touchdown pass as Tanner Terkoff hit Dawson Bardowski. The two-point conversion failed, but the Maroons were within 8, 28-20. Scoring obviously not done yet. We go to 6.5 minutes remaining. A 48-yard touchdown pass as Tanner Terkoff hits Nathan Kopp. The two-point conversion, though, failed as they go to tie the game at 28. So they do not, and then it's 28-26. The Maroons then forced Puama Westphalia to turn it over on downs. The first play was a loss of negative 7, but then they had a 48-yard pass play as they hit Trent Piggott on the pass play of 48 yards, but nothing happening after that because the final plays were 1 yard, negative 2, then back-to-back incompletions, turning the ball over on down to the Maroons. The Maroons drove all the way down, and then it ended up being a 24-yard touchdown pass on a terrific catch by Dawson Bardowski in the right corner of the end zone. They went for the two-point conversion. It failed, but Menominee jumps on front with 26 seconds left, 32-28. After a squib kick by Clayton Miller, it was an incompletion, then an incompletion, and then an interception for Maverick Genesee to seal the win with 11 seconds left. The Maroons, one knee, they take it, they win it, and they advance to the state championship game at Ford Field next weekend, 32-28. All right, let's take a look at our stats that we have for you individually and team-wise, all unofficial here with my chicken scratches. We'll go first with Puama Westphalia. Rushing, their quarterback, number 18, Ty Thielen, 22 carries, 151 yards rushing. Alex Nuremberg had 18 carries, 87 yards, and a touchdown. Here is Ty Thielen passing. He was 5 of 12 at halftime. He ended up becoming... He ended up becoming 5 of 15. Or no, I'm sorry. I missed that here. He was 3 of 4 at halftime. He ended up becoming 5 of 14 overall. 220 yards, 3 touchdowns, however, 3 interceptions for that young man. Trent Piggott, 4 catches, 198 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Caleb Blith had a 17-yard touchdown catch also for Puama Westphalia. So taking a look at it here, 238 rushing yards, 220 passing yards. They had a sack of negative 22 and another one of negative 17. Intact on that was intentional grounding as well. And then we have the 4 turnovers. So all in all, 419 yards of offense for Puama Westphalia. 4 turnovers. And you think 419 yards of offense and they lose. That's tough, putting up 28 points on the board. 7 penalties for 60 yards for the Menominee Maroons. All of that was in 62 plays for the Maroons. They ran 71 plays and rushing wise, we have Clayton Miller, 14 carries, 31 yards and a touchdown. Dawson Bardowski, 8 carries, 42 yards. Tanner Terkoff, 8 carries, 26 yards. Jackson Mysak had 4 carries for 16 yards for the Menominee Maroons. Do some quick math here. Sorry, it's just it's an exciting game up here. And when it's in the elements like this and a fun time, chicken scratch writing. So 115 total rushing yards for the Menominee Maroons. I missed 3 yards. All right, so Tanner Terkoff, here he is, the big one at passing. Tanner is 16 of 26, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception for Tanner. Actually, he's got 3 touchdowns. I never had Dawson Bardowski's touchdown made it here, too busy yelling and screaming. So he actually has more than that, 24-yard touchdown for Dawson. So Tanner had 3 touchdown passes here today. and 279 yards through the air for Tanner Terkoff. That brings us to 394 yards of total offense for the Menominee Maroons here. All right, so receiving, we have Dawson Bardowski. Bardo finished with 6 catches, 85 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Nathan Kopp, 5 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Landon Daniel, 5 catches, 53 yards. Clayton Miller had a catch for 21 yards. 115 rushing yards, 279 passing yards. Equals 394 total yards, no sacks, nothing like that, and the 3 turnovers in this game. And again, the final score, 32-28. The Maroons are victorious. So we're going to take one quick break, then I want to come back and go over a few more things if I have time, and we'll close it off here from Gaylord High School. So keep it right here on your Bay Cities radio dial.
The Lodge on Main in Marinette proudly supports high school sports. Enjoy live music with the best crowd around, featuring Bubba Lewis Trio, Courtney Polson, Beachfront Avenue Duo, Asphalt Gypsies, One Dan Man Band, Safe Sax, and more. Seats fill up fast, so come early to grab a table, enjoy delicious food, and get ready for great live performances. And the best part, no cover charge. Follow the Lodge on Main on Facebook for more information and details on all their live events. The Lodge on Main, 1333 Main Street, Marinette, where everybody knows you're on Main.
Do you need a different vehicle but can't get financing because banks and car loan companies won't cooperate? Good news! If you have steady income and can afford easy weekly payments, Auto Credit Center will give you the credit you need and the vehicle you deserve. We've been doing just that locally for 30 fun-filled years. That's a long time and a lot of cars. Don't let past credit mistakes put you in a pinch. At Auto Credit Center, financing's a cinch. That's the Auto Credit Center, 10th Street, Menominee, 863-8288. Follow us on Facebook.
And back at right here from Gaylord High School. I wanted to do one more thing before I really sign off here. Tanner Terkoff, with those 3 touchdowns, he has broken a season record of most touchdown passes for a season, including playoffs. His brother Trevor had it at 23. Tanner now has a record at 25, and 2 games were shorted from him this year as well. And that pumps his career total now to 41. So he is 3 of shy for a career passing of touchdowns for Tanner Terkoff. Earlier this season, Nathan Kopp broke the career receptions mark. He also broke a career receiving record in yardage against Kingster. So congratulations to Nate Kopp breaking some Maroon records here. But fireworks here. What a game. From Gaylord High School with the Menominee Maroons getting the win to advance the state championship game. I sent a message to Boucher Club member Nikki Matthews. She was going to talk about coming up here to talk about some fundraising opportunities and stuff, but like I said, just check out the Facebook page. There is going to be a lot of stuff coming up with all the planning and a way to fund the trip down there because it's not cheap. It's an expensive day to head these guys down there, feeding them and housing them there and back. You can't go there and back. They'll probably leave on Saturday, I would think, at some time, drive down there, practice, and then come back up on Sunday directly right after the game, whether it be in a morning game on Sunday. Just going to give some name mentions to our participating sponsors again. Tri-County Credit Union, Jack's Fresh Market, Marinette Menominee, Les and Junie Vocational Services, Kane Power Sports, Perks Cabinetry, the Thai Cuisine, Lily Hecht of Farm Bureau Insurance, Dr. Donald Park and everyone at NEW UP Dental, and Menominee Advanced Periodontics and Implant Center. It's Dr. El Naji. So some El Naji. Yeah. Thank you for being a participating sponsor right here and helping us all with this broadcast. And we'll have a long road trip coming up Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be a great day of football on Sunday. Looking forward to that. And people are wondering, why is it not Saturday? Because the Michigan State Spartans claimed Ford Field on Saturday. So you have the even number divisions in the state of Michigan playing on Friday. So 2, 4, 6, and 8. And then the odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, and 7 playing on Sunday. So you can have a full slate of football next weekend and on your Thanksgiving holiday weekend. All right. I'm going to call it a day. What a one. I mean, 4 o'clock back at home, 5 o'clock here, and I'm hopefully you guys are on your seat listening to this one. This was top-notch. We've been a part of some very good football games over the past years, and this one goes right up there with the Maroons getting the W in the final seconds of this one, with 26 seconds left, and Maverick Genesee seals the victory. So thank you for listening back at home. If you're hunting, good luck or congratulations if you got one. Michigan hunters, Wisconsin hunters, best of luck and be safe out there. And I'll again be on the road from Ford Field again broadcasting next Sunday. So Joey Callow is back in the studio. Jim Callow, I'm sure, is back there as well, waiting to see if anything would go wrong, because they're the guys that do all the damage control, we'll say, if anything technical happens. So thank you guys for sticking with me. And even John Lauser sending me the score updates. Thank you, John, for the good job that he does keeping me updated from all the scores around the area. So the Menominee Maroons will take on Schoolcraft for the Division 7 State Championship game next Sunday, 8:30 Central Time, is when kickoff is set to be. This about wraps it up for me from Gaylord High School. Have yourself a great weekend. I will talk to you in 8 days. So again, I'm Josh saying have a good one. I'll talk to you next time right here on your Bay Cities Radio Dial.